Are you worried about
happening? So one is mine.
The Chumash has in two places the dinim of kashering treif kelim. We have in Parshas Tzav, and we have in Parshas Matos. In Parshas Tzav, the Chumash has the following din, that when you have a korban chatos, or a korban asham, so chatos and asham are kotchi kadoshim. All the korbanos are divided into two categories. You have kotchi kadoshim, and kotchi kalim. Kotchi kadoshim may only be eaten by zichri kohanim, only by the men who are kohanim, and may only be eaten in the Azor, may not be eaten in Yerushalayim. And kotchi kalim may be eaten in chutz la'azor, as long as it is in Yerushalayim, and it's muta b'achil to all Israel, it must not necessarily be eaten just by kohanim. And then there's another, there's several differences. One of the many differences is that kotchi kadoshim has his man of yoim v'laylo. So if someone brings a chatas or an oshim today, so the kohanim have to eat it up in the azor by yom, by laila. You can't bring it. Now it's ready here. You have to bring dafke before shkia. So the kohanim may eat it. Let's say they brought the korban chatas or oshim at 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. So the chatas may be eaten by yom or by laila that whole night, and that's all. And the kotchim kalim may be eaten shnei yomim by laila echad. Let's say you brought the kotchim kalim in the morning, you can eat it by yom, by laila, and the next day that's called shnei yomim, and the laila in between. Min atari may eat the chatos yom v'laylo. Let's say they brought a chatos 7 in the morning. They may eat the chatos all day long and all night long. And mid the rabbanon, they were machmer that it's only yom v'laylo ad chatos. If they let the kohanim, if they allow the kohanim to eat the chatos or the yoshem all night long, so all night means until alois hashachar. Alois hashachar is not zricha. You can tell whether the sun is shining or not. But Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes before the Zricha. Still pitch black outside, so you can't tell. So the Chachamim made a chumrim with the Rabbanim that they don't allow the Kohanim to eat the Korban Chatos of the Yoshim after Chatzos HaLaila, lest they'll if they'll allow them to eat it till Alois HaShachar, so it's hard to tell what time is Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes before Zricha. So they made a gzera, don't eat it after Chatzos. So the Chumash has it, what happens if they cook, how do they eat the Korban Chatos? They don't eat raw flesh, they cook it in a pot. So they cook the chatos and the yoshim in a pot, and then they eat the bisar hachatos and the yoshim in the azor the zichri kuni, the yom v'layla chatzot. So what happens to the pot after they finish eating the chatos? So they wash out the pot and they put it away in the cabinet again. So the chumash says it in that just like this, just like the bisar hachatos that's left overnight, that alois hashachar 72 minutes before sunrise of the next morning, the bisar hachatos you're not allowed to leave over. It's a din lois hasir v'men abrik. It's alach. So just like Bisar HaChatos, if you leave it over till Alois HaShachar, becomes Noisor, in addition to the Avera that you violate of leaving it over, it becomes Tosul, it's Nifsal Belino, it becomes Noisor. So not only the Bisar HaChatos that's left over, the pot in which you cook the Korban Chatos and the Oshem, there's Akosha at top and Akosha left, everything was Behetta, the Mitzvah. They did a Mitzvah, they cooked the Korban Chatos and they ate it and they washed out the pot with whatever. Ivory, skin, whatever, it's all clean, everything put away. Since Tamkik, since the pot has a bliya from the Psar HaChatos, and it comes 72 minutes before Zricha, tomorrow morning, that pot becomes trait. No one's touching the pot, no one's looking at the pot. It's cleaned and it's put away in the cabinet. The Chumash says that the pot becomes trait. Right, like someone's very fast. So the Chumash says that you have to kasher the kale. You didn't cook anything trait. He didn't cook anything today. Cook that korban chatos or korban asha. When it comes, alois hashachar, and the next morning it becomes treif, and you have to kasha. If you cook to the kocheres, so the chumash says yishover doesn't mean that yishover doesn't mean that you break it and then you glue it back together again. Because the gemara, what if you have a kli that's tomei? If you have a kli that's tomei, so you put it in the mikveh. What happens if it's a kocheres? So the chumash says you can't. tefillah is not oil for klicheres, so the chumash says you break it. When you break it, that's a zois kli, so the tumah disappears. So then the Gemara says, even if you glue it together, once the tumah disappears, it doesn't return again. But if it's a trefa kli, and you break it, and you throw it in the garbage, and then you glue it back together again, teigisnish. Once it's trefa, it's trefa. But klicheres, the chumash says, that's all in parashas tzav. So whenever a kli nechoshes, a shetavushel b'achatos, if you cook the carbon chatas or the carbon osho and the kachikachim in a pot that's a klima teches, the metal pot, and then when it's going to come 72 minutes before zricha the next morning, alois hashach the next morning, not only the besara chatas is nifsabalino, the bli and the kli is also nifsabalino, the pot becomes trey. So the Torah says, morak vushuta bamoy, marikishtif means hagdola, you have to kasherize the pot. And if it's a kli cheres, then the chumash says you shover because ain't kli cheres yotz midei doifi liyom. You cannot kasher kli cheres aydei hagol. That's the chumash. That's in parashas tzav. The chumash only writes a din of hagola, and it doesn't write any libun. Never says that you have to glioys the kli. You have to burn it out. Just speaks of hagola, and it says hagola works only on metal pots, and it doesn't work on kli cheres, on earthenware vessels. And parashas matas, the chumash says that Bnei Yisrael had a mechama against Midian. And they won the war, and they captured a lot of people, and they captured Caleb. They captured the treif of Caleb. Why were they treif? Because they're going to cook chaza, they're going to cook nevelas of treifas in the cave. So the Chumash says, Zeis chukas ha-Torah, shetziv Hashem es Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the din, so Allah the HaKoyin said over the din, in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeis chukas ha-Torah, shetziv Hashem es Moshe. Ach es ha-Zov, es ha-Kesef, es ha-Nachosh, es ha-Barzal, es ha-Bdil, es ha-Yifores, all of the Kli Matechis. So he says, what's the din of the trefa kelim that are metal? So the next pasuk says in Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Chav Gimel, Kol Dovar Shiyav Boeish, Tavir Boeish V'Toher. If it was Baleya, if it became treif, because it was a broiler, or because they roasted some trefas in it, they fried, let's say they roasted spit. So then the din is, you have to kasher it, Tavir Boeish V'Toher, you have to kasher it, they leave it, you have to burn it out. And if it's let's say they have a soup pot that they cook tray for soup in, so then it is tavir ba moyim. Then it's good enough with hagol. So the Gemara on the last daf in Avodah Zarah has this double kash. How come over here in Parshas Matos doesn't say anything about kli cheres? Doesn't say that kli cheres libun doesn't have. Doesn't mention. Could be. It mentions by inference, it says Zov and Kesem, Nechoshes and Barzal, but Dillon Ephor says everything, so obviously Mechlal Henat Hashmeelah. But it doesn't say Beferish and Shove, it doesn't say black on white. And here it says, here it also says in Parashas Tav, it says, in the Kli Nechoshes Bushola, if they cook the carbon chattas in the Kli Matecha, so it says you do Hagola, Morak Bushuta Pamoyim, you do Hagola with burning hot water. And if it's a Kli Cheres, Eshatabush Ba'achatas, then it's Yishove. So here it spells everything out, it doesn't just rely on the Mashmoyah. And here it doesn't spell it out the klicheres. Number two, how come over here in Parshas Tzav it doesn't give a chilek between if the bliya was ayidei cooking or the bliya was ayidei broiling? What, let's say the karmen chatos, they always cook the karmen chatos, they eat boiled meat. What if they broiled it? What if they roasted it? So then the Chumash is saying Parshas Tzav that you need libun. How come it does mention libun? So the Gemara asks the stira in the last daf in Avodah Zarah. So what Amora says, he quotes the pasuk in of Yagid Olav Reyo. You put the two parshas together, and one is mashlim the other. One complements the other. So it means that kli cheres, you cannot kasher. And it means that in both parshas, the same thing. Whenever the bliya was ayidei ho'esh, then the only way to kasher it is ayidei libun, ayidei ho'esh. And whenever the bliya was ayidei hamayim, they cooked the trefa soup in it. So then you have hagola gets to that. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin, there's no yagid olav reyo. The Gemara comes to the conclusion there, like Ravashi, that they're two different sugyas, two different parshas in the Chumash. Parshas Tzav is one din, and over here in Parshas Matos are different din. So the Gemara says the chilek is that in Parshas Tzav it's a terah bola, and in Parshas Matos it's yisur bola. In Parshas Tzav, what did they cook in the pot? Takosher atap and takosher lefel. They cooked the korban chatos. There was nothing trace there. So since at the time that they cooked it, it was kosher. I later on, at 72 minutes before Alois HaShachar, and just parenthetically, this 72 minutes before Alois HaShachar has nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Tam Shikha by Tzeis HaKachavar. That's an idea to Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim, how long do you have to wait after Shkia till Tzeis HaKachavar? How long is the Ben HaShmosh? Rabbeinu Tam says, for an hour after sunset, it's Vada Yoy, you know, it's pitch black outside, it's Vada Yoy, And then the next 12 minutes or so, that's Bein HaShmoshes. So it adds up to 72 minutes after the Shkia, then it becomes Seisa Kacham. And the Vilna Goyen quotes the Shitas HaGoyenim, the Shachan Yerideya, and Hilchas Milah already is Moira, that there's something fishy over here, because it's not so glad. And the Vilna Goyen and Hilchas Hadlokas Haneris, and Erev Shabbos, has a big attack against the Mechaber Shita and the Rabbi Natam Shita. And his main taina is that Hachush Makfish. You look outside, it's pitch black. How can you say that it's Vada Yoyim for an hour, 55 minutes after the Shkia? And then the next 15 minutes is Ben Ashmashis, and 72 minutes after sunset, it says, oh, it's too late. So he says it's all wrong that the Ben Ashmashis begins right away at Shkia. And then, for a couple of minutes, it's Ben Ashmashis, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, depending on how long the day is, what season of the year is, what degree angle the sun is below the horizon. So the Vilna Gaon says no such thing as 72 minutes. But that's only 72 minutes after the Shkia, if it says for Kachovim purposes, the Gaon lightens up. But the 72 minutes before the Zricha, now that's the Zman of Alois HaShachar, that the Vilna Gaon also agrees. That's the Beferishi Gemara. The Rabbein Tam's Gemara is also, it's all on the same Gemara. It's Takim Sochem Adav Tzarek Dala. The Gemara talks about travelers on the highway, that they travel. How long does the person travel by Yom? So the Gemara says, Balayla, they don't travel because there are no lights. The highways are not lit up. The Zman HaGemara. So they only travel when it's daytime and they can see a little bit what's going on. The Gemara says, well, they travel from Alois HaShachar till Teis HaKechovim, and that's 72 minutes before sunrise, not 72 minutes after sunset, and they travel so long. The Mai Nachkimina, how long they travel, so the Gemara has to fix the din of Derech Rechaika. Because the din of the Chumash, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, has to make Tashlumin and bring Pesach Sheni. So the Chumash says, whoever was B'Derech Rechaika, he was far away from Yerushalayim, has a special din. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, the Mezid, the Shogun, Goynes, Barot, whatever, anybody can bring Pesach Sheni. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, even if he wasn't even Bar Mitzvah, even at Goyish and his Gaya, bring Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, we paskin that everybody brings. Kol Anam, everybody brings Pesach Sheni. But the Mishnah has, the Chaptan Afkimina, was he B'derech Rechoyka on Pesach Rishon, or was he the Mezid on Pesach Rishon? Chaptan Afkimina. So the Gemara wants to know, was he's Derech Rechoyka? So one Tana says, Derech Rechoyka means, if he's so far away from Yerushalayim, 15 mil. How do you figure out 15 mil? That the Zman of Shechita, the Chiyuv, the Mitzvah of Shechita HaPesach begins at Chatzos. You can't shecht the Korban Pesach before Chatzos and Erev Yontif. And you can only shecht up until Shkia. You can't shecht after Shkia. So, and then the Gemara says, Derech Rechoyka, you measure not by how long it would take him to travel if he would have a helicopter or an automobile, if he would have a Gomol or a Hamor. If he has the behemoth to travel. You measure Derech Rechoyka traveling by foot. So the Gemara says, well, how long does it take to travel by foot? So the Gemara says, well, we have to figure out how long does the average person travel, the highway travelers, how long do they take all day long? And you have to figure out how long can they travel from Chatzos till Shkia. The Gemara makes the whole cheshbon, comes at 15 mil. That's one Tana says like this. So that's what the Gemara gives the whole cheshbon. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that since the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara says they travel from Alois HaShachar till Teis HaKechovim, and the Gemara says Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes before sunrise, and Teis HaKechovim 72 minutes after sunset. So you see that the Teis HaKechovim is 72 minutes after sunset. That's what the Gemara said. And the Vilna Gaon says, no, that's not the Teis HaKechovim that's Negea, the Teis HaKechovim is Laila. No, it's a different Gemara. The Gemara is just figuring out the travelers keep on traveling till into the night, middle of the night, they're not going to travel. They do travel even after what we call Teis HaKechovim for Krishna, for Matzah, and for Mar. They still travel into the night, but they only travel till a cutoff point till Teis HaKechovim. So they only travel till 72 minutes, but that's not the same Teis HaKechovim and Gan Shas. It's a different Teis HaKechovim. So the Goyim disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. But on Alois HaShachar, nobody disagrees. That's the only marker in the Gemara. But the Gemara gives you this man, how early before sunrise is Alois HaShachar? When does the Yom really begin? So the Gemara says 72 minutes. So the Poskim explained, the Prima Godim assumes that it means Taka 72 minutes, summer, winter, spring, fall, always 72 minutes. And the later Poskim taina that it's not so, that it fluctuates. And then the Malamed Lahoyal explains, what do you mean it fluctuates? And he says he always used to think that it fluctuates in the following sense, that it's a percentage of the day. The longer the day is, so the longer, the earlier it becomes Alois HaShachar. And the shorter the day is, so the less time it is for Alois HaShachar. That's what he used to think. The same for Teis HaKechovim. The longer the day is, so the more time it's going to take till the sun disappears lagamri. And the shorter the day is, so the sun's going to go fast. That's what he said mitzad asvar. He was guessing mitzad asvar. Then he says he consulted an astronomer, and they told him that it's all wrong. It has absolutely nothing to do with how long the day is. It depends how close the sun is to the earth, or how far away the sun is from the earth. Those are the different seasons of the year. So, because the length of the time between Alois HaShachar and Zricha, or between Shki and Tesa Tohom, depends on the angle, the degree of the angle that the sun is below the horizon, before sunrise and after sunset. And that degree of that angle, how long that's going to take to be so low, that depends on how close and how far away the sun is from the earth. That doesn't depend on how what the length of the day is. That's what the Malamed Lohel says. He consulted the astronomers and then they straighten them out. And that's what the Baal HaTanya writes in the Siddur. Baal HaTanya explains the whole thing without consulting the astronomers. He figured it out on his own. And he tells you, winter and spring and summer, it's not a ratio, it's not a proportion how long the day is. It has to do with how close the sun is to the earth. Fine. So getting back again to the Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk says, if I cooked, somebody brought a carbon oilo. No, oilo you don't eat. A carbon chatas or carbon osh. So the Kohanim eat the chatas in the osh. They don't eat it raw, so they cooked it in a pot. So they cooked, they brought the carbon chatas or the carbon osham at 10 o'clock in the morning. They cooked it in a pot at 11 o'clock, whatever, 10:30 in the morning, 11 o'clock. When it comes 72 minutes to, and then the Kohanim eat the carbon chatas kol ha-yoyim, the kol ha-laylo. The Rabbanon, they're not allowed to eat the carbon chatas after chatas. It's fine. Comes tomorrow morning, Alois HaShachar, that 72 minutes, or whatever the angle of the sun is, below the horizon, whatever the cheshbon is, give or take a little bit with the 72 minutes, come 72 minutes before sunrise tomorrow morning, that part becomes straight. So the Gemara says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, Avashi says, but after all it was Hetera Bola, at the time that he cooked the Halev Karbon Chatos, it was kosher, it was a halo of carbon. So there's nothing wrong. So what do you mean it becomes straight all of a sudden tomorrow morning? So since it was a terrible at the time that he cooked it was kosher, we never require libum. It's always sufficient with our goal.
Isn't the same thing Pesach?
Oh.
Pesach also kosher.
We'll get to that. Masha'ini came in Parshas Matos, and Parshas Matos is talking that they captured Shreifa Kalim from the Nochrim, from the Midyanim, and the Mochemes Midyan, and the Nochrim, they didn't cook Chatas and Osham, they cooked Chazah, they cooked Nebelis and Trefus.
Before it became Moser.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
When it comes along to Shaka, it becomes Moser.
Yeah.
So they come the same way.
Yeah, right. So the pot in which we cook the carbon chatos, so the Chumash says you never need libum. Hagol is always sufficient. But since it's a terabola, so you never need libum. Hashem came in Parshas Matas, where they took kalim in which they cooked these durabola, they cooked mamish trefes. So then it depends that if you cooked trefes soup, then hagol is sufficient. And if it was broiled or fried, then you need dafka libum. And then the Gemara says, this also explains the discrepancy regarding Kli Cheres. How come it does mention the Ferish what the din is Kli Cheres and Parshas Matos? It only mentions here. So the Gemara says, no, that Kli Cheres, you cannot kasher, is only cannot kasher idei Hagola. It's in a Yotze Hagola, doesn't take out the trade of Liyat. But if you do Libun, then even if Kli Cheres Libun will help. So in Parshas Matos, where the Chumash speaks sometimes about Libun, sometimes about Hagola, the Pasuk says, sometimes libun, sometimes hagole. So it doesn't say beferish what the din is regarding klecheres, because sometimes you can kasher, sometimes not. If you're talking about libun, so you can kasher klecheres. Talking about hagole, you cannot kasher klecheres. But in Parashas Tzav, the Chumash only speaks about hagole, and hagole for sure doesn't work on a klecheres. So the Torah says. Oh, so then the Gemara has a Gzeira the Rabbanon. The Gemara says in Sochim that even Omen HaTorah from the Chumash it would appear that Libun does work on a Kli Cheres. But nevertheless, there's a Gzeira the Rabbanon. What do you mean Libun? He's going to take a blowtorch and hold it against his expensive china? So someone's going to do a fake job. What, he's going to hold it just the Havar of the Alma? He's not going to hold it long enough to really do a Libun. He'll ruin it. He's afraid. Chayis alai hot rachman is on his kelim. Dilma paki. So the Liban is Nishkin Liban. Liban means you have to really glee ois the trefes. So the Gemara says, there's a Gzeir the Rabbanon that we don't allow Liban on Kli Cheres because we're afraid he won't do a good job. But what happens, Takir, the Gemara says, if he puts it full of coal, that's done with a blowtorch and he may fake the job. He may not do it well. If Takir, let's say he puts it in the self-cleaning oven and he locks the door and he can't open it up. He puts in his Kli Cheres in the self-cleaning oven, he locks the door and he can't open it up for an hour, for half an hour, whatever it is. So he can't say he's going to be chayis alay. Nothing he can do. No, the Gemara says not a loy plu. The Gemara says this is not a lechitza. Yes. Whenever he mamish fills it up with coals, he has, let's say, he puts it in the kivshan and he locks the door in such a way that he can't get it out, or he fills it up with coals mamish, then it's not a lechitza. Just if he does a libel, then we're afraid he won't do a good job. Right. Like here also in Parashat Tzav, it says clean the choshes, and then it contrasts, and then it spells out the Beferish to the Cheres. So why not say the Beferish contrast here? So the answer is because in Parashat Tzav, the only form of kashering that's mentioned is Hagola. So Hagola, the Torah can say a statement, Hagola doesn't help in Cheres. Finish. There's no doubt about it. But in Parashat Matzah, where the Torah is speaking both about Hagola and about Libun, and Libun does help in Cheres. Only Hagola does not. So the Torah leaves it hanging. It just says, if it's clean, the choshes, if it's zohav kesef and the choshes, if it's metal, then they both, either hagol or even help. And it doesn't say what the din is back in the Cheres, because sometimes it will help and sometimes it won't help. They throw it out. They throw out the water. They don't drink it. The shaila is, what is the biur? What is the pshat in that gemara? The gemara says, if it's, what's the logic behind this? If it's hetera bala, if I cook the korban chatos in the pot, and it becomes treif later on, when it comes to aleis hashachar the next morning, the sintu is hetera bala, it's sufficient with hagola. And if it's isura bala, then you need libun davke. What's the chilek between hetera bala and isura bala? So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Tosis has two pshatim in Masechas Zvachim and Perdam chatos. And in Yeriday they quote the simple pshat. Yeriday they quote the glatte pshat. The Rambam pshat is glatte. The Rambam writes, when he writes this halacha of Merika Shtifa from Parshas Tzav, so the Rambam writes, the Kohanim cook the korban chatos in the yoshim in a pot, and they eat it up, and they wash out the pot, and then he says, and you do the hagole, ekev achila. Ayin kuf beis. Ekev achila. Saloshan Rama. Not found in the Gemara. Ekev achila. So the Ravid comments, what is he talking? What is ekev achila? He doesn't know what the word means. Ekev achila. So in the stomach, what the Rama means is, then the Ravid says that it's wrong. The Ravid knows what he means, but he's making fun of him. Why he used lashon ekev achila? So what the Rama means is like this. It says nechumish v'hayah ekev tishmonis hamishpatim v'elas. Ekev means this scar. If you do the mitzvah, then you get scar. So what does it mean? Stam gets scar. So the Rambam understood another pshat that you get scar immediately, right away after doing the mitzvah. The Torah promises right away scar. Not stam boilam haba. At some distant time in the future, right away you're going to get scar. That's what the Rambam means over here. That after you finish eating the korban chatos, you empty out the pot, you have to kashim it out. Ekev achilo, immediately following the achilo, what it means to the exclusion of what before it becomes noisome. And the Ravid disagrees and says, no, that you do the Hagolah tomorrow morning. What are you doing Hagolah if the pot is not traced? Why should you kash raise the pot after you finish eating the korban chatos? The Rambam holds, no, the only time, the Rambam says like this, the only time the Gemara explains that in Parshas Tzav, you can even do Hagolah on a pot where you broiled the korban chatos or roshim and you never need libun. That's only if you do the Hagolah before it becomes noisy. Hetera Bola means that it's still Hetera, it didn't turn into Easter yet. If it already turned into Easter, if it's already Alois HaShachar tomorrow morning and it's treif already, then you have to do Libun. Then Rav Ashi would never say Hetera Bola is sufficient with Hagolah. But if you do the Hagolah before Alois HaShachar, so it's still Mutter, if you do a Hagolah on a pot that really should have needed Libun, so then it prevents it from turning into noisy. That's how they quote in Yeruday. That's the Rambam Sheet and Tosis and Perek Dam Chatos and Zvachim has 2 days. It's one day in Tosis. What's the Biur Hadar? What's the Hezda? So they explain why. The Prima Gonim quotes the Rishon. The Ran explains it very Gishmak and Chul in Perek Kalabotis. So the Ran explains it by Rishon and the Shulchan Aruch they quote it. It means like this. What happens if I broil some Chazer on a broiler? And it has a strong blia of Chazer in this broiler. So the din is they have to kasher out the broiler. So let's say I'll do a Hagolah. So the Chumash says in Parshas Matos, you have to do Libun, it's not good enough Hagolah. What if I won't listen to the Chumash? I'll go ahead and I'll do Hagolah instead of doing Libun. So it's no good. Chumash says you have to do Libun. What's no good? If you have a pot that you cooked soup in, tray for soup in, the Hagolah does take out the bliya. So if I have a broiler that I broiled Chazer in, and I'll do Hagolah on it, so say also that the Hagolah takes out the bliya. So the Talmud of Pshat is, that if you only cook treif soup in it, it only has so much bliya. So the Torah says if you do Hagolah, it takes out the whole bliya. But if you broil chazer in this broiler, so there's so much of a bliya, that if you do Hagol, it will not take out the full Bliya. It will take out 80%, whatever. It will take out the bulk of the Bliya, but there will still remain a significant amount of Bliya, and I'll still say Tom Kika that it's true. So now, the Rambam and the one day in Tesis and Zochim interpret, that's where Ravashia gemains on the last Gemara, the last Daf in Avodah Zarah. What if you cook the carbon chatos or an oshim in the pot? And so far it still has teir bala. It didn't turn into isa yet. And after the kohanim finish eating the pot, they wash it out and they clean it out with soap and water. There's no bien, there's no flesh left. And then, let's say they didn't cook chatos, they broiled. It was a broil. They broiled carbon chatos on this broil. And then they wash it out, they clean it off. And then they do, instead of doing a libun, they just do hagol. So what's it then if you do hagol on a pot that really needed libun? It takes out the bulk of the bliya. But there's still a little bit of Bliya left. But it didn't become treif yet. So then you're going to tell me, oh, when it's going to come tomorrow morning, at 5 o'clock in the morning, 72 minutes before. So that 10% of Bliya is going to become Noisar. So that's where Avashi's Mechadish, based on the Chumash, if all you have is a Tam Kolush, you've done a Hagol on a pot that really needs a Libun. So the Hagolah really knocks out most of the treif. 90%, let's say, the treif. So 10% of the Bliya is remaining. So that 10% of Bliya is called a Tam Kolush. And an Issa cannot be chal on a tam kolish. If something already became osur, if the goyim cooked chazer, they broiled chazer in the pot and parshas matzah, so already is Issa. And then you do hagol on a pot that really needs libun, so you knock out 80-90% of the traces, but there's still left 10% of traces. So that 10% is still trace. It's Issa. But if you do the hagol on a pot that needs libun before it becomes trace, so then you want the Yisr to be chal on a 10% residue of Bliya. So that's what the Chumash is telling us, that an Yisr cannot be chal on the Tam Kolish. So that's what the Ran Chulon, the Prima Gadam Yardesh, tells you, not Barnat, the same Allah. What is not Barnat? Not Barnat is like this. Let's say I have a treifa pot. Somebody cooked treifas in the pot yesterday. Let's say they cooked, let's make it better. Let's say somebody cooked ham and eggs in the pot 9 o'clock in the morning. They cooked treif. Then they clean out the pot, they wash it out with soap and water. There's no bien, there's no longer any treifus on the surface of the pot, but there's a bliya of chazer in the pot. So then let's say 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they fry something kosher in that pot. So the thing is that the treif of bliya in that pot goes out and it makes the food treif. This is a nice and tam. Why? How do you know it makes the pot treif? That's a din of tam ki iker. Not only if you have the chunk of chazer as a treif, even if all you have is a bli of the chazer, a tam of the chazer in the pot, and you washed off all the chazer on the surface, all the bien. But that bli is going to come out and it's going to make the potatoes or the cholent or whatever I'm cooking now. It's going to make that treif now. That's a tam. Ad nice and tam bar nice and tam. The chazer gave the bli into the pot. And now that bliya, and I washed out the surface of the pot. Now that bliya in the pot is going to go into the potato now. Now I'm going to eat the potatoes. I'm cooking eggs, whatever. So the bliya is going to go from the pot into the potatoes, and now I'm going to eat it. So that's really called neisim tam, bar neisim tam, so hatam, tam sheni already. So the din is, it doesn't matter. That's the halacha. If you cook kosher food in a tray for pot, it becomes trick. What happens, however, let's say, if I have a fleshiget pot? I have a fleshig pot. I cooked, let's say, fleshig, 9 o'clock in the morning. Then I washed out the pot, it's completely clean. And then in the afternoon, this is already questionable. Let's say, then in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I cooked some milk in that pot. So then, it's a question in Rishon whether this is true or not. So let's assume, we don't pass like this. So let's say I cooked some milk in this pot, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's say I cooked water, right. So it's also not a good case. Yeah. It's also not a good, okay, let's say, it's also not going to be ice gehalt 100% la loch. Let's say this much. I have a fleishig pot. I cooked fleishig from the pot, kosher fleishig from the pot, 9 o'clock in the morning. Then I washed out the pot with soap and water, it's absolutely stick and spin. And there's no bien of flesh on the top. And then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say I cook potatoes. Let's say I cook water. Huh? Something parav in the pot. And now I'm eating supper. I'm having flesh. I'm having, let's say, milk for supper. So I want to know, can I have those potatoes? Can I mix in the potatoes with the milk, with the cheese that I want to have? Or can I pour milk into those potatoes or not? So the din is not exactly the way I'm saying it over now, but as many Rishonim say, the din is that this is called not by not. Noisim tamba, noisim tamba is mutter. What does it mean? Since there really was no flesh left in the pot, I washed out the whole pot. There's only a bli of flesh in the pot left from the morning. I cooked the flesh 9 o'clock in the morning. And then that bli of flesh that was left in the pot, the tam of the meat in the pot, goes into the water, or goes into the potatoes that I cook at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's still mutter. And it's still mutter. It's still okay. So when does the problem come up? Later, I want to empty this out. I want to empty out the potatoes that I cooked or the water that I cooked in the pot. I want to put it in a bowl and then put some flesh in then.
Milk.
So after, I want to put in some milk later. So since it's a nice and tam, bar, nice and tam, so that it cannot become basa b'chola. That's what the Gemara calls not banat is mutter. Nice and tam, not banat is a rashi tevis. Nice and tam, bar, nice and tam, of hetere is mutter. So the Ran explains why you distinguish between not banat the hetere as opposed to not banat the yisura. Manav shachet, the Torah has a chiddush of tam ki ikir, that not only if the thing is trafe, if the trafe is bien is here, are you not allowed to eat it? Even if you have the tam of the trafis, it's also asur. So you're telling me even tam, sheni a tam that comes from a tam based on a tam is also asur. So why do you distinguish between milchik as opposed to trafis? So the Ran explains why. Because not barnat is only a tam kolosh. Ogishvach, very much ogishvach. The tam of the flesh, or the tam of the chazer in the pot, that's the original tam. Then I cook something, I cook some potatoes in the pot, and the bliya goes from the pot into the potatoes. That's ready ogishvach the tam. So a not banat is a tam kolush. So if it was already trafe to begin with, so once it's trafe, it's trafe. Even if all you have from that trafe is a tam kolush, it still remains off. But what happens if you have a tam kolush and it's still not yet trafe, and you want to pour in milk into these potatoes that have a tam kolush of flesh, and you want to tell me that the milk is going to join up, going to hook up with the tam kolush of the flesh to turn into yisur, to become basa b'chola. So that the Ran interprets the Gemara Chulin, that cannot happen. A tam kolish cannot convert to become us. So the Ran puts the two together. That these two halachas, that not banata heter is mutter, as opposed to not banata isura. And also Ravashi din on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, that you never need libun when it's heter bola. All you need is hagola. And the only time we say sometimes you need libun, sometimes you need hagola, that's by isura bola. The Ran puts the two together, that basically, they're based on the same klal, that whenever you have a tam kolush, an isa cannot be chal on the tam kolush. Now the shaila is regarding Pesach, what's the halacha? What's the halacha if I cook? That's the shaila. What if I be cooking chametz in a pot all year long? So comes Pesach and I want to kasher out the pot. So would you say that if I, let's say sometimes people broil sandwiches, they broil cheese sandwich, salami sandwiches on a broiler. So let's say you want to use that broiler on Pesach. So how do you have to kasher out? Everything you used was kosher, but it was chametz, it was bread. So when you want to kasher a broiler to use it for Pesach, would you say that you have to have libun, or would you say that hagola is enough? So the Gemara and Daf Lamed Amud Beis Sochem says, the Gemara is talking about sakinim. How do you kasha knives? So the Gemara says, you make hagola. In fact, what's the problem? Make hagola. So Taishas quotes a kasha, the Rabbi Natan has a stira. But if you have a trefa knife that you broil on, there's a teseft in Avodah Zarah that says you need libun, but hashpud, because you broil on it. So how come you don't say over here that if it's a knife that you should depend what kind of a knife it is? If it's a knife that, I don't know what you do, that you cut chametz with, it is one thing. But if it's a knife that you broil chametz on, and you fry sandwiches on, so you should take a bowl of kachpolta, you should need libun. You should need libun. So they quote the Tirits, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, the yesh lechalek on laman on the base, on the top thesis, the yesh lechalek, ben hetera bola, ben isura bola, kini mechalek ravashi bishili maseches avedizar. He says, the Gemara says in avedizar, whenever it's hetera bola, whenever they cook the carbon chatos, then all you have to do is hagola. You never need libun. Why? Because the yisur wasn't chal yet. You're going to do the hagola before it becomes trait. The hagola done to a kli that really should need libun takes out most of the bliya. And the only amount of bliya is going to be left will be called a tam kolush, ogishvach the tam. And when it comes to zman that the yisur is supposed to be chal, let's say alos hashach of the next morning, an yisur cannot be chal on a tam kolush. So the same over here, Taisis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. You'll do a hagola on the broiler in which you broiled on the toaster. Let's say he has a toaster that he toasts bread on. So he'll do hagol on that instead of doing libun. So most of the bli will go out, and the small amount of bli that will be there when it comes erev Pesach in the morning. There's man iser. So since it's only a tam kolish, the iser chametz will not be chal on the tam kolish. That's how the rabbi in the tam holds. So the Ran on this daf, the Ran on the Rik quotes the Ramban who disagrees. The Ramban is of the opinion that chametz kaidim is manoi is called isura bola. It's not called hetera bola. Why is it called Isura Bola? He says that it's not the same as the Karban Chatos that I cook today, and when it comes tomorrow morning, it converts, it turns into Noisa. Why is there a difference? So the Ran quotes the Ramban as follows. He says, by the Karban Chatos of the Yashim that I cook today, so the Karban is a mitzvah to eat. It's Het Gomer, it's a mitzvah to eat it. When it comes Alois HaShachav the next morning, if you have any flesh left over, the end, or even if you have no basa left over, you have the bliya in the Deifanat Bli. So then the bliya turns into Easter Noisa. Shame Noisa is chal. You can't say it's Noisa today. Noisa means it was left over chutzlis manoi. If you take a chutzlis kamei nistol b'yotze, if you leave a chutzlis manoi, after this man that the time that it has, it becomes nistol b'lino, so it becomes Noisa. So the shame Noisa doesn't come into existence until Alois HaShachav the next morning. So today it's a terabola. If I'll do the hagola and the kli that should have needed libun, so all you have left is the tam kolish. When it comes tomorrow morning and the Easter shame noiser, it's supposed to set in, it's supposed to be chal. It's supposed to the Torah create the shame noiser when it comes in the morning. So the shame noiser can't be chal on a tam kolish. But he says over here, one second, but he says over here, the Ramban Tain is, what do you mean? When it comes Erev Pesach in the morning, at 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, the shame chometz is chal. He's up to, nah, the shame chometz was there all along. It's always chometz. The only thing is that all year long you're allowed to eat chometz. And on Pesach there are certain money. Pesach, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chometz. But it was always chometz. The Shem chometz was there. So it's not that... So you can't say that a new Shem has to be chal. The chometz was there all along. So the Shem chometz was chal today, all year long when I'm cooking. He says, no, it's not true, the Yisr. He says, whatever is chometz, when it comes to the man Yisr, the chometz is also, it already was chometz from before.
Can't you say also that maybe because Pesach has a thin mashahu, even the crowd, the Tom Kolish by Pesach should be worse than the Tom Kolish in the whole year?
That's Taina. That's Taina. That's not what the Ramban says, though.
Doesn't say, but if you say
only Midrabuna, I mean,
Ashur is only Midrabuna.
Even from the Buddha, maybe that's why you're
not going to be able to smile.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Ramban doesn't say
that.
Yeah. Ananda swat. That's not what the Ramban says.
Ramban says something else.
This flesh, like I would say, that chometz is now, like I would take that, it's chometz also, you can say the same thing about kosher too. Like I would say, the next day, this meat is already...
It says, it can't be noisa. Noisa means if you kept the chut to his mana. Today still is man. It doesn't become chutz man until tomorrow morning. But he says by chometz, it's chometz all year long. Except the chometz all year long is kosher. The muta, when it comes there, a Pesach in the morning, in the afternoon, then the chometz becomes awesome. But it was always chometz. He says here, you can't say that it's a terrible. So Pesach has this...
I know, so
you're saying
the difference whether he cooked it, this mano, and it was either as a balor, or he took a piece of the meat.
Not the same. Exactly. Right. That's what the Rambam says. Only Ekev Achila. You do the Hagola, take it following the Achila before it becomes nice. Right.
So
if you do the Hagola before this one, right. Right. Taisa says that you never need anything more than Hagola. You never need Libun. So that's only if you do the Hagola on the place of the Gepat before the Zman Yisr Chometz. If you do it after the Zman Yisr Chometz, then you will need Libun. Right? Then it's already Yisur Bola. This only applies this if you do the Hagola before the Zman Yisr. So all you have left is the Tam Kolish, and Yisr Chometz cannot be Chal on a Tam Kolish. Exactly. So Taisus has this when it gets to another Nafkimina. Taisus has it when it gets to another Din. Taisus in Avodah Zarah and Taisus in Chulin raises Stama problem. Let's say I have a tray for pot. So Taisus in Chumash, you have a tray for Kli. So you make it kosher on your day Hagolah. So how do you do Hagolah? So you have to take a pot and fill it up with water. And then when it starts to bubble, when it's mamish 212,
throw in a hot stone to make it
No, no, you, you don't need a hot stomach. The Gemara says once in a long while you need a hot stomach. Normally you don't need anything.
What's real? What's real? 180?
If it's mala babu, no, 212.
212, yeah, you don't get the
boiling.
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 A little close to 212.
This wasn't no good. They don't reach the 212.
Different shot. It's a different shot.
So let it's not boiling, except if you put in a boiling stone, it brings it up.
No. You don't need a boiling stone. You don't need it. You don't need it.
Boil it.
So the thing is that, let's say, if you have a pot full of water, that you shouldn't do hagola. You should only do hagola in the presence of a Talmud Chacham who knows the dinim. That's why in a lot of shul, they have the minig. And they do Hagolah in Shul, and the Rabbonim or the Dayonim stand there, and they do the Hagolah for the Balabat, and they say, they're the Balagolah. They're the Hagolah, I'll be the Balagolah. That's the Din of Shulchanah. Yeah. So it says in Shulchanah, how do you do Hagolah? So you fill up a pot full of water, and you turn on the fire, and it's Mala Babu, when it's burning hot, then you take this tray, the fork, or the tray, the pot, or whatever it is, the tray, and you just dip it in for a second, there's no man how long it has to be, you just dip it in for a second, take it out. And then Taisa says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah that the minig is that after you do the hagolah and the burning hot water, you rinse it off with cold water. And Taisa says they don't know what the minig is based on, unless it's based on the pasuk in Parshas Tzav that it says you need mariko shtifa. Mariko shtifa means you wash it off twice. And the Gemara says in Zochim, what does it mean mariko shtifa? One is b'tzeinim, one is b'chamim. Once you do hagolah with burning hot water, and then you wash it off with cold water. So the Gemara has the machlokes hatanoim. With the Marika Shtifa, in which order do you do it? First you rinse it off with cold water, then you do the Hagolah? Or no, first you do the Hagolah, then you rinse it off with cold water. So Taisa said, but whichever it is, that's only by Kachim. It doesn't even apply to Truma, let alone Chulin. Time if you have a trace of plea, there's no din of Marika Shtifa. Marika Shtifa is a special mitzvah, has to be done in the Azor. It's a mitzvah. So Taisa says, they don't know exactly why. It must be that we do, Taisa has a minig, but they don't know why. We practice minig. They say it must be that it's a zeicha le mariko shtif. That first you do the hagolah, and then right away you rinse it off with cold water. As a zeicha to the mitzvah mariko shtif, which really only applies to korbanos, and only in the Beis Hamikdash, we make a zeicha for that. Fine. It's another din. You need mariko shtif to wash out the kli on the inside, the outside. That's a different din. When you have a becher that you want to make kiddush on, you want a bench, the din you have to rinse it in the inside, the outside. Yeah. They more call the shtifa da. It's a different, yeah. But that's cold water. That's not hot water. Yeah. So Taisus has akasha. Taisus reks akasha in Avodah Zarah and in Chulin. They don't understand the whole institution of Hagolah. What do? You make a Hagolah, and let's say I have a tray for soup. By mistake, I stirred some tray for soup. Sure. So I have a pot full of water, and the water is bubbling. I take the tray for spoon, and I hold it, I put it in the water, and then I take it out. So the tray for bliya that's in the spoon goes into the water. What's going to prevent the tray for bliya from coming back into the spoon? It goes out. Why isn't it going to come back in again? Why is it kolosh? So Taisa says one answer. Taisa has two answers. These are two answers. The Taisa gives two answers. That's the third answer that Taisa says is wrong. They say first they say one answer, they call it Bala Taisus says like that, and then Taisus and Chulin Dab Kuf Chesam Eves, and the Sig of Kipas Cholov, Taisus says that's what some say, and then they give the other two answers, they say that's not right. One answer they give is that physically, the facts are that when it's burning hot, the Bliya will only go out, and the Bliya that just went out will not come back in unless it'll hold it in there so long till the water will cool off. If you turn off the fire and you hold it so long till the water begins to cool off, then the bleed will go back in. So that says we don't hold it so long. You just dip it in, you take it out, you leave the fire on. It doesn't have a chance to cool off. That's the first answer that Taisa gives. Then they think that it's not correct. Taisa says, Taisa has a lotion, what? The bleed knows not to be balea back. The spoon knows not to be balea back the bleed that it just spit out in the hot water. Taisa, how could that be that that's a physical fact? The Taisa doesn't like that answer based on Metzius, that the Bliya that it just spit out, it's not Bolaya back until the water calms down, Mirisichose, what it's burning has not. So they reject that and they give the other two answers. The Taisa says, if you have a spoon and you have so much water in the pot that you have Shishim against the water, so the Bliya, the Trefa Bliya of the spoon goes into the water and it's bottled to Shishim, so then the Bliya cannot come back in. Because it's already misbatel b'shishin. That's one end. What happens if you have, let's say, not a little spoon in a big pot full of water, but if you have a little pot that you have to kasher in a big pot, and you don't have shishim in the water in the big pot against the little pot. So then Taisu says you have to be careful to see to it that the trace of pot that you're kashering will be a kli sheinah ben yom. What do you accomplish if the kli is sheinah ben yomo? If it hasn't been used for treifas in the last 24 hours, what is accomplished then? So the Gemara says, "Imsochem in an avodah zarah," that whenever you have a kli that hasn't been used for treifas in 24 hours, is min ha-teira, the whole thing is muta. It's muta lagamrei to use it. Lo yotzei teira lachadera batzimu. When the Chumash says in Parshas Matos that they have to kasher the kelim, that means if they want to use the kelim on the same day. They won the war against the Midianim, and if they want to use the Kelim on the same day within 24 hours of that morning that the Goyim used it for the ham and egg, then they have to kasher it either Hagole or Liban, depending how it became treif. But what happens if we know for sure that 24 hours have passed since the time that the Goyim used it for the treifas? Then the Gemara says, "Men Atera, you don't have to kasher the Kelim at all." Why not? Because even if they will give off a treif of Bliyah after 24 hours, that Bliyah will be on nice and time of Gam. It won't make the new food taste any better. If I care, it'll make it pagan and mixtus, it'll make it taste a little worse. And the next time of gam is mutter. So then, whenever the trace of bliya comes into kosher food, and it's pagan the food, it doesn't taste as good as it would have. If you would have cooked it in a brand new kli, this bliya that came out after sitting in the defnak there for 24 hours, is pagan the new food, the kosher food, the mixtus. So the din is that it doesn't make the food trash. Also not. Also the same thing. Same thing. It's only, let's say, if I cook the carbon chatos at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I want to cook another carbon chatos tomorrow, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So then I have to kasha. Then you don't have to kasha. So then Taisa says, effect akasha. So why do you have to break the klicheres? Just wait till 10 o'clock. Yeah. Says stuck. It's like a good kasha. They have trouble with that. Taisa has trouble, yeah. Why do you have to smash the klicheres? Just wait 24 hours. What do you have to smash it for? There.
You mean after 24 hours, no more
noicer
anymore?
I'll be pashtus. After 24 hours, should be no noicer. Yeah. No, but a klicheres is also. No, but let's say you have a porous klicheres and you wait 24 hours. It's also not in time of God. It's also not in time. Now, Tais gives an answer. Tais gives an answer. It's a mitzvah. Tais says it's a mitzvah because the din is that you have to smash the klicheres in the azorah. The mitzvah to smash, not glatt, you throw it out in the garbage. The mitzvah to smash the klicheres in the azorah. You see, it's a religious ritual, it's a ceremony. So the Torah has a klicheres hakotah, you have to smash it, davki in the azorah. Then once you say like that, then kamashen dogen, that it's a mitzvah to kasha the klein achoshes, you're not allowed to wait till, if you cook today at 9 o'clock, don't wait till tomorrow morning 10 o'clock. It's a mitzvah, because you have to do merikashtif also in the azorah. It's also a special mitzvah merikashtif, cold water. Cold water doesn't have to take out the bliya, you never need cold water. The hot water takes out the bliya, so the cold water is a right away that it's a mitzvah. And you have to do Marikish Tif in the Azorah, a special mitzvah. So the Mele Taisa says the whole thing is a mitzvah. You don't here, you're not allowed to rely on waiting till 24 hours. Enachanam, if you wait 24 hours, it'll be nice time to come, you won't have to do anything. But the Torah says a mitzvah not to wait 24 hours. It's a mitzvah to smash the klicheres or to do the Marikish Tif on the Kli Mater. Metal. Yeah.
Now, what about if you have running water, and the water is running constantly into the pot? Where is the limit that the water is smashed or not? That is going all the way to the limit.
What, you have hot water?
But the water is running constantly. Now you have the
connection.
It's going back there.
Yeah.
Where's the limit?
It goes into the water.
You have the same thing. You have a mix. Right? You have one part which is called the
mix. Yeah.
It's one of the whole mix.
Yeah.
Running water.
By mikvah the din is that notak is ain't a chibur. The water that's moving is not a chibur. And yainesef is the din that notak is chibur. It means if I'm pouring wine and the guy touches the wine that I'm pouring on the bottom, so even though he didn't touch the wine in the bottle, and then I stop pouring, so the wine in the bottle is also, that's called notak, it is chibur. Yeah. So the shad is, what about treifas? Yeah. So the pashtun says not the gezeinah chibur by treif. Not the gezeinah chibur. There's a shver if you got in Hilchos Pesach, he says that not the kavasi. It's not chumra, it's very shver. The pashtun says, if you got in has a din, let's say we cooked in a Pesach, in a pot, And then you're pouring this into a chametz dikei kli. I pour the contents into the chametz dikei kli. So when I pour part of it into, it's burning hot, pour it into the chametz dikei kli, it's balea from the chametz, so the stuff on the bottom is balea. So everything on top becomes straight. So shvera primo, the pashtus is that it's not. There is no din of not sekhivit. Not sekhivit is only a din by yainas. It's not a din by glee. Glee doesn't go back. You don't assume the glee goes back. Unless part of it jumps back in. Unless part of the liquid on the bottom is going to jump back into the tapa. It's a different story. But there's nothing flying, there's nothing, no. Nothing does make a change. So what is Taisus' answer over here? So Taisus said, Taisus had asked the kasha, when I have a tray for spoon and I want to do hagolah, so I put it into burning hot water so the bliya goes out. So what's going to prevent that bliya that just went out from going back into the spoon again? So Taisus gives two answers. Taisus gives three answers. One answer to give is that it's not going to be goleya back when it's burning hot, and Taisus doesn't think that that's correct at all. They can't believe that there's such a thing in Mitzias. The bliya that just came out is not going to come back in. And Taisus gives these two answers that are both quoted in the Yeridah and in Arachayim, Lahaloche. The one answer is if you have shishim in the water against the spoon, so it's true the bliya will go out, but it'll become batel b'shishim. So then if it's going to come back in, that'll be a kosher bliya, because it's already in this batel b'shishim. And the other answer Taisus says is, what happens if you have a pot that you're kosher and you're doing hagola in a larger pot, and you won't have shishim in the water in the big pot against the little pot. It's not a spoon in a big pot. It's a pot in another pot. So then Taisus says, you have to be medaktik that the little pot that you're koshering should be a kli she'ena ben yomo. What is accomplished then? Because min ha'tera kli she'ena ben yomo is tam, and ha'tera doesn't need any hagol at all. So the kli she'ena ben yomo, the worst that will happen is it will make a nice and tam gam, which is mutter. So the whole thing is only midirabbanon, that if I have a trade for kli, or a fleshige kli, or a milchige kli, that I haven't used in 24 hours, it's only a din midirabbanon that you're not allowed to use it now. Unless you cash it. For what reason did they make a gzera the rabbanon? So the Gemara says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, gzera ain't a ben yomo, also ben yomo. Person's gonna hold cheshbin. All he has to have is one set of dishes for Pesach, for chometz, for matzah, for fleshes, for milchik, for chazer, goyim coming, alfit chazer. I just put labels on every dish. This was used for treifas at this time. Then he'll wait 24 hours, then he can use it for whatever he wants. This is for chometz, such a time. This is for fleshy, for milk. He'll just wait 24 hours. He's going to have labels on all the pots and pans and dishes. He's going to get confused. So the Gemara says, they made Xera the Rabban, Xera, ain't a ben yomo, otu ben yomo. So they said, even if the kli has not been used for treifas or for fleshy, for milk, or whatever, in 24 hours, you still, the Gemara Grana never says it's from fleshy to milk. The Gemara Grana never says it. The Gemara just says not treifas. The Gemara says, if it's used for treifas, they made Xera the Rabban, Xera, ain't a ben yomo, otu ben yomo. The Ritva, and the end of Avodah Zarah, quotes his Rebbe, Rabbaron Alevi, who only had one set of dishes. Ben Atzadik, he only had one set of dishes. He said, the Gzeira de Rabban, and Ene Ben Yomo, Ben Yomo, was only instituted when it's Yisurabal. And Taterabal is up there, they never made Gzeira. So the Ritva writes that he pleaded with his Rebbe, Naniach, that you're right, but all the Rabbanim say, you are shaking, how can you only have one set of dishes? The Chodesh make everybody else happy, so make believe that they're right. Make believe that they're right, have two sets of dishes. And he says, his Rebbe insisted, I'm right and they're wrong and that's all. He's only going to have one set of dishes. And he held labels on the dishes. Whenever it was Ene Ben Yomo, after 24 hours, he would use it for the opposite, for the fleshies, for the little. He kept on switching back. But Allah, we don't pass like that. We pass him that the Gzeir de Rabbonon, that is a shver. What's a chilek? The Gzeir de Rabbonon, that Ene Ben Yomo, the Ben Yomo applies whether it's treifas or whether it's fleshies, the milk, the milk, the fleshies. Even if you wait 24 hours, it's awesome of the Rabbanah to use the kli, unless you kasher. So Taisus says, but when do you have this gzera de Rabbanah? Gzera ain't ben yomo to ben yomo. That's only if I have a kli, which was once treif, let's say I have a big pot, which I once cooked treifas in, and at one time it was really a kli ben yomo, and now 24 hours have passed. So with the Rabbanah, we're not allowed to use this kli for kosher food, unless you kasher it. But what happens if Al-Kashar is the Bliya will go out, the Treif of Bliya will go out into the water, then it will come back in again. So when the Bliya comes back in, it will be Tchilas HaBliya Livgam. If I have a Treif of Kli and 24 hours have passed, so the Tchilas HaBliya in this Treif of Kli was the Shvach. I cooked Chazer in the pot, I cooked Fleishiks in the pot, I cooked Chometz in the pot, whatever. I cooked some food in the pot, and it was nice and time of the Shvach. Then it was a good Bliya. So then you wait 24 hours and it turns all of a sudden to become nice in time of Gam. So that's the Gzera de Rabbanon. Gzera, ain't a ben yomo, what's a ben yomo? You're not allowed to use this pot which yesterday was traced, and it became kosher by waiting 24 hours, you're not allowed to rely on 24 hours because you're going to mix up all the different parts. But what happens if I have a pot where the whole bliya in the first place was a nice and tam lufgam? The tchilas ha-bliya was lufgam. So then Taisa says on the last daf in Avodah Zarah that b'ki ha-gavna, the never made gzera the rabban. So Taisa says that's the whole institution of Hagola is based on that. You take the trace of pot and you wait till it's in the ben yomah. Then you hold it in a burning a pot of burning hot water so the bliya of trefis will go out. The bliya is going to come right back in again. So Taisa says, so what? When it comes back in, it's going to be nice and tam lufgam. But it was nice and tam lufgam in the pot in the first place, that's Taisa's name. Before you do the hagola on the pot, on the treasure pot, it's a tchilas ha-bliya l'shvach, which turned into lufgam. So that's the gzera d'rabbonon, gzera ene ben yomo, ote ben yomo. But once the bliya goes out into the water, then it comes back into the pot, so the tchilas ha-bliya in the pot was lufgam, so then there was no gzera d'rabbonon. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah has a chumra. Based on this, the Ramah says that although Taisa says there are two ways to make Hagola, the whole institution of Hagola is questioned by Taisa. The bliya is going to go into the water. It's going to come back into the treifer pot. It's going to come back into the pot that you just kashed now. So what's going to prevent it from becoming treifer again? So Taisa says there are two ways. Either you have to have shishim in the water against the spoon, or you have to see to it that the spoon should be a kli, shein ben yom. So the Ramah says that we have a minig, that to simplify matters, we have a minig, that you always have to be careful that the kli should be an ein ben yom. Whenever you kashem a kli, it has to be a kli she'en ben yom. And you don't rely on shishim. You don't say we're going to do a hagol on a kli that is a ben yomo and rely on shishim. We don't get involved. We always medakte to see to it that the kli should be ein ben yom. So this is what Taisa says in general. That all year long, if you want to kashem a trefa kelim, to make them kosher, so you have to have either shishim, you have to have ein ben yomo. And the Ramah says the minig is you always need ein ben yom. That the kli that he kashem should be ein ben yom. What happens, let's say, when you're kashering Pesach, for Pesach, let's say you want to kasher from Chametz to Pesach. So then Taisa says, the Ramah says that we still have the minhag. Whenever you want to kasher anything, it has to be a kli she'en ben yomo, and you avoid all the problems in Shalom HaYisrael. But Taisa says, before the minhag of the Ramah, Taisa says, not faket, but when it comes to kashering Chametz to Kekelim, to make them Pesach dik, you need neither shishim, nor do you need that the Chametz to Kekli should be ein ben yomo. Why? Because what's the whole chashash? I have, let's say, Pesach, I have only one set of spoons and forks. I have fleishig and milchig, and I want to use them all for Pesach. I don't want to buy another set of spoons and forks. So the Taisa says simple. You take all the spoons and forks and knives and everything, and you do a hagola, and the spoons and knives are mamish that were just used today for chametz. I just used it within 24 hours for chametz, and I don't have shishim in the pot, in the water pot against it. Taisa says, you don't need shishim, you don't need that it should be ein ben yomo. Why? The bliya will go from the spoons and the forks into the water. And even if it will come back into the spoon and the fork, so what? It's still heter. And Taisa says, this is a not by not. By not. They had a third not. This is a third not in time. Why? Because the chametz gave the bliya into the spoon. And then I washed off the spoon with soap and water, so there's no bien. Then the spoon is going to give the bliya into the water. Then the bliya is going to come back from the water back into the spoon. It's ready a third time. And it's still not Erev Pesach yet. It's still not Oster. So Taisa says, since Chomiz B'Pesach, Chomiz Kodem HaPesach, is Hetera Bola, as the Rabbi Natam says on the top of Laman Amidei, so this is really a not by not, the Hetera. And not by not makes it that it's the only Tom of Chomiz that the spoon is going to have now is going to be a very much of a Tom Kolosh. Because it's a Tom Shlishi already. So Tom Shlishi is a Tom Kolosh, and it didn't become Oster yet. When you are going to tell me that it becomes Erev Pesach, then the spoon is going to become a tray for spoons. So the Taisa says, no, that a not, but not the hetere cannot become us. That's the din. This din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That if you kasher chomet dike kelim before Pesach, we have a minig. The Ramah says the minig is you always need any ben yomo. But meikar adin, if you didn't have, let's say, if you didn't have any ben yomo, the din will be that not, but not the hetere is mut, that there won't be any problem. So granted, there's a problem over here in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz and the Vilna Gaon point out, in connection with this machlokes between the Rabbi Natam and the Ramban, where the Chomet, Kodem Zman Yisur, Chomet Kodem HaPesach should be labeled as Hetera Bola or Yisura Bola, the Tosfos says Chomet Kodem HaPesach is Heter, because the Yisur is not Chal till it comes there Pesach in the morning. And the Ramban says, not true, but the Shem Chomet already is there, So it doesn't help if by the time it comes out of Pesach, it's a Tam Kolish. The Shem Chametz already was Kalanav a long time ago. So in this Machloikas, there should really be two Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina regarding Nat Banat, but the Nat Banat should be Muta Kedem HaPesach. And one Nafkamina, whether you should ever require Libun on any Chametz Dikipat, if you want to kasher them. So the Taz and the Vilna Goyim both point out there's a contradiction in the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. Then in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Pesach, they write that Nat Banat Kedem HaPesach is Muta. So you see that the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that Chometz Kedem HaPesach is Hetera Bola. And then, in another simon, the Shulchan Aruch writes that how do you kasher the kelim for Pesach if they became chometzik ayidei cooking, so it's efficient with hagolah. If they became chometzik ayidei al ha'esh, ayidei broiling, then the din is you have to have libun, so the shalat, how can it be? But if you assume, like the Tosa Shita, that the chometz kodem zmanai is heterabola, so shouldn't this be heterabola, should always be sufficient with hagolah? That's the taina of the Taz and the Vilna Gaon. They say that it's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch says that you need Libun, it's really only Lechumra B'Yalma. The Iker Adin, it should really be sufficient with Hagolah. Because we really pass in that Chometz Kodem HaPesach is a terrible. Now, to Lechumra B'Yalma, we're choshes for the Shittas Ramban, so we require Libun. And that's why the later poskim say, what happens if you have a frying pan? So in Yerideya, in Simet Kuf Kofalof in Yerideya, the Mechava quotes that it's a Shaila in the Rosh. And Daf Lamed, the Russian in Psochem has a machlokes rishonim. What's the din regarding a frying pan? If you broil treifa things, or if you broil treifas on a broiler, then you need libur. If you cook treifa soup in a pot, then hagol is enough. What if it's not exactly cooking, it's not exactly broiling? You fried something, so you don't fry it without oil. You always have oil or margarine or something there. So should you label frying tigun? Should tigun frying be considered like bishul, so it should be sufficient with hagolah? Or is it considered like flea, because you don't have so much soup there, you just have a little bit that it shouldn't burn, just to prevent it from burning. So what's the status of tigun, whether frying has a status like bishul or the status like broiling? Would you need libun or would you need hagolah? So for Pesach, the poskim are mekel, more so than by treifas. Why? Because by Pesach, the Taz and the Vilna Goyim say, the Mikra then we pass, you never need Libun. It's always good enough with Hagolah. Not just Lechumra, B'Yalma, we're Machma, we're Choshish for the Shittas Ramban. Then he says, the Chomitz Kodim Zmano, is he Surabola? So to be Machma, no, Chachumra, Agabi Chumra, to be Machma, we have to say that a frying pan should need Libun also. It's the Chumra, Agabi Chumra, so then many poskim are Mekel. He said that a frying pan for Pesach, if you have to kasher it, it's good enough with Hagolah. Most people don't kasher anything for Pesach. Most people will kasher Machma, the Ramos Machma. So Ashkenazim follow the Pesach Ramos. So we're machmer that we make believe that glass is not only Balea, but we treat it like a klincheres and then a yaitzim day day for the earth. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayodim. It depends how the glass was Balea. That they had a glass that was only Balea, b'liyasinim. Had a different way to be Balea. If I cook chametzinim is one thing. So then we're choishish. Then if I have a glass pot that I cook chametzinim, a pirate pot. So then the Ramos has this chumra. That when Machma, that it's Goleah, like the Harris in Hagolah wouldn't help. So you can't kasher the place. But what happens if the whole Beliah consisted of the fact that I held some Chometz Dikah contents in it for 24 hours and Kavish Kimavushim? So then the Chayodam says, based on the Yerushalmi, based on the Ramban, and Mohammed Samsochim, quotes a Yerushalmi, that if you have a Kli Harris, if you have an earthenware Kli, that was Goleah Bitsainen, Aide Kavish Kimavushim, so although Hagolah does not help on a Kli Cheres, but here you don't need Hagolah. The Kli is Kibolah Kach Polta. So the Chumash only writes two examples of Kibolah Kach Polta. One in Parshas Matos. One is, if you broil treifas on the Kli, then you have to have Libun to make it kosher. One is, if you cook treifas soup in the pot, then you have to have Hagolah to make it kosher. So the Yerushalmi says there's another form of Kibolah Kach Polta. What if the Bli was not Ayidei Bishul nor Ayidei Tzli? The Bli was Ayidei Kavish Kemarushal. So then you can make it kosher Ayidei Kavish Kemarushal. So if you soak it for 3 days, that also makes it kosher. Why 3 days? That's a different question. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Why 3 days is a different question.
Does everybody accept that some soldier that air takes in exchange for nothing should be kosher?
The Shalimogan Abram and Hilchas Yontif quotes, I think the Rebbe Reb Shachnex quotes one of the early Abdalim, that the minig is that you don't kasher from fleshy to milchik and milchik to fleshy. Unless they had a thing that was always parva, then by mistake it became milchik. So then you do kasher. But if it was always Yadua that this is, these are the Shleishik spoons, this is the Milchik spoons, and all of a sudden you want to switch it, you have, these are the Milchik pots, it was always supposed to be Milchik, and then you want to switch it, so the Magen Avraham quotes the Minig from the earlier Achronim, that you don't switch from Shleishik to Milchik. The Aruch HaShulchan says he never heard of that Minig, he doesn't understand what it's all about, and he doesn't think that there is such a Minig, and there's absolutely nothing wrong. That's what he says. Rav Moshe Feinstein has in his Tshuvas, he says, Avada, that's the Minig, that was always the Minig, that was the Minig Bizman HaGemara. That's interpreting Hagmar. That was the Minig Bizman HaGemara. Not the Kasha from Flesh, it's Milch, it's Milch, it's the Flesh. He says, Poshe, you're going to mix up the Milch and the Flesh things? Avada, that was always the Minig. And then the Shaila is, what happens if all year long I use this for, these were the Flesh spoons, these were the Milch spoons, and now I want to use it for Pesach. Not that I'm interested in kashering it from Flesh to Milch. I want to kasher it from chametz to pesach. So once I kashered it already, is there anything wrong with switching it over again now? And that's the shabbos. So some achrayim say that once you kashered already, but the yevet is avadik. It's just lahatchila. The meaning is not the kasher. The flesh is the milchit. But if you're kashering already beheter, because you want to make it from chametz to pesach, dig, so then you can use it for whatever you want. You know, there's a mak, but that's not. But they claim that there really is such a meaning, not to switch, never to switch. The flesh is the milchit. The milchit. Yish and Yidbeis Chaylish is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that if you have barrels in which they contain the Yayinesa, the Chastam Yenon, and the barrels were emptied out, and they were emptied out and cleaned out, and they were sitting ledik, they were sitting empty for 12 months, so the Gemara assumes that the Bli of Chastam Yenon will completely disappear, and there will be absolute no Bli whatsoever after 12 months, and there's no need to kasher the barrels at all. So the Chacham Tzvi says, based on that Gemara, why should you assume that it's only a heter in Stam Yen? It's not a heter in anything. So he says, when do you need, the din is that if you have a trefet kli, so if it was used within the last 24 hours for trefet, then it's a din in the Torah that the time of the trefet and the kli will last for the next food, so you have to kasher. What if the kli hasn't been used for trefet in the last 24 hours? So the Gemara says, when I tell you, it's really mutter to use it, because a kli shein ben yomo is nice in time of God. However, they made Xera the Rabban, Xera ain't a ben yomo, also ben yomo. That's the Gemara, the last Zafan of the Zor. Xera ain't a ben yomo, also ben yomo. So you're not allowed to use any trade for Kli, even after 24 hours have passed, until you kasher it. So the Chacham Tzvi Tain is by Medvor, Mamurim. When do you say you have to kasher it with the Rabban to take out that Bliya? That's only if the Bliya is still there. The only thing is that the Bliya will be a nice in time of God. It really won't make any problem. But if you waited already 12 months, you happen to have the Kli 12 months already, so then he says, the Mamish is no Bliya. There's nothing to discuss. What are you going to do a Hagolah? There's nothing there. Metzias. There's nothing coming out. The Bliya disappeared completely. That's what the Gemara says. That if you have Yishun, Yud Beis Chodesh, it's already 12 months that has been empty, so the Bliya disappeared. So the Chacham Tzvi Tain is that if the Gemara says this Heter regarding Stam Yena, the Heter applies regarding everything else as well. He says, well, Hatzini, you're not allowed to, let's say if I have a trade for Kli, I'm not allowed to hold it around the house for 12 months in order to use it later, so it's there that you may use it by mistake before, Xera. But if it happens that you did have around the house sitting around, right, so the Chacham Tzvi says that you don't have to kasher. So all of the later poskim disagree with him. They say that it's wrong, that it's a special kula by Stam Yenam, because Stam Yenam really, on the one hand, Stam Yenam is more chomer than other things, because Stam Yenam is also bando, and Stam Yenam is tefis domo. Let's say if I sell Stam Yenam, the money that I get instead of it is also by no. All kinds of chumas you have by Stam Yenam. And Shishin mi dina the Gemara, his mother Gemara Shishin wasn't enough. Stam Yenam is the mashu. Shailan tells maybe not only Yainesach, even Stam Yenam was mashu. His mother said it's not exactly, because his mother said Stam Yenam is more cow. We have kulasan. But his mother Gemara, Stam Yenam is very chum. So on the one hand, Stam Yenam is very chum. On the other hand, the Gemara has certain kulas in Stam Yenam also. So the chumr is episanais gitrach the chumr. That is from thin air. We're not talking about real, not Yainesa. It's Tam Yenom, Agzeir Otto Yainesa. So the majority of the Paschim disagree with the Chacham Tzvi, and they say that it's only a kula in Tam Yenom that if you waited 12 months, that you don't have to kasher the barrels at all. But if it's a real trefis, a chomet, or a fleshig, or a fleshig, the milchig is a shayla in the Paschim. That's a shot. So I'm just making one there. Let's say trefis. Yes, the Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva. He's making one now. He's making the tzir. He has more tzir. He has a long tshuva in the first chelik yeridei. It's a very interesting, very long tshuva. So the majority of the poskim say they disagree with the Chacham Tzvi. They say that his kula is not oizgehalten, that even if you wait, you may swear that you still have to kasher the case. Unless you have a tier of additional svaras lahakl. Have another couple of svaras lahakl, then they'd be mitzarf the chacham svi to be made for this. Kashin three times is another thing. That's another thing. Klicheres. The tour quote the Bala Iter in Yeriday, it's in Kuf Kafalov, that even though Hagola doesn't help on Klicheres, only Libun, but Hagola, the Chumash says, doesn't help on Klicheres. That's only if you do Hagola once. And if you do Hagola three times, then it does help. What does it mean exactly Hagola three times? The people develop things they did within three times in the past. The Chazari says that that's not what it means. It's Mukach. It's not. It's based on that. Based on the filling the water three times. But it's Mukach, he says, from the Bala Iter, that it means you have to dip it into three different pots of hot water. You can't dip it three times in the same pot. Why it works is the question. But that's what the Bala Iter says. If you do Hagolah three times on the Klicheret, then Hagolah would help. So some pots can make a Lechveis after you base Chedesh, and you do Hagolah three times, so some pots will be Mitzar of these if you have more Snishim Lom. Shver we usually don't, the Gemara says that the proper thing is that if a person can afford it, then should have separate kelim for Pesach, he shouldn't kasher anything. Unless it's a shasatak, like a hospital or a hotel or something, they just can't, they go broke or something, they don't have room to go store so many things for hundreds of people. So then you rely on the Ikra Adin, you do Hagol and leave them with us. The Gemara says not so. The Gemara says whoever is rich should buy. I don't know. I should buy everything.
You want to make a golem sheshon?
If you do hagola after chatzos and erev Pesach, so then you'll have the problem, the bleed will go out, the bleed will come back in. So how will you avoid that? No, on erev Pesach, chometz is not mashu. Chometz is only mashu one Pesach. But the shaila is if the bleed will go out, the bleed will come back in, so how will you avoid that? So if you have shishim in the water, it's good. But if you won't rely on shishim, if you're going to rely on the kula of not banat the hetere, say after the zman isura, then it'll be called not banat the isura. But we have, that's only if the chometz tikkei kli is still a kli ben yomo. So then you want to rely on the kula of not banat. But the way we have a minig, our minig is, that you don't kasher any kli called man that is ben yomo. Not for Pesach, not for all year long. So if you're going to wait till the tenet ben yomo, then all the problems will be solved. Everything will be good. Just on Pesach you can't do it. On Pesach, even if you have let's say a chometz to get clear that it's a cliche in a ben yomo, so then the din is that what's normally the din? Let's say if you have this negel lalocha sometimes. Once in a while it happens, let's say in hospitals or in hotels, they forgot they didn't kasher enough kelim. Then it comes in the middle of Pesach, they have to kasher some more. So what's the din? So on Pesach, the din is that since chometz is b'mashahu, so you cannot kasher the kelim. Why not? What's the connection between mashahu? It's not lata chumra hin, achumra hin. No. Shulchan Aruch, they explain what it is. The din is like this. If I have a tray for kli that I didn't use for 24 hours, so we assume that the tray for bli in that kli is nice and tam of gam. What does it mean nice and tam of gam? Whatever food I will cook in the pot, this bli that was sitting in the daifneak deira, the daifneak kli, for more than 24 hours will be piking the food a little bit. It won't be so noticeable. The food is still going to taste gishmak, but it would have been more gishmak if it wouldn't have had that bli mixed in. So what kind of a heter is that? What kind of a din is that? That if it's of a sefart tray for bliya? Sefart a tray for bliya. We have a din if it's nifsal ma'achila sodom. Whenever you have trayfus and the tray for food is nifsal ma'achila sodom, then the Gemara says that it's muta. The Gemara not very good. That finds out, learns it out from the pasuk by Nevela. It says, Lager, Shabbat Shemach, it's not a machola. A machola nachis. So the Gemara says, Nevela, have we lager, kuri Nevela. If it's not we lager, if it's not we lachila sodom, then it's muta. Pesach, a special din, has seen this machila as keller. But all year long, as long as any trait, as long as this machila sodom, is already muta. What kind of a problem is this? What kind of a kula is this over here? I have a kli that I cooked chazer in 25 hours ago. Now I cook a delicious cholent and I eat it and it tastes so gishmak. They tell me that even though there's a kli from the trait for chazer in the cholent, I'm permitted to eat it because it's a nice and tam of gum. What do you mean nice and tam of gum? It's a gishmak. It's roi lachila sodom. Roi lachila deim. It's roi lachila sodom. What kind of a heter is that? What kind of a kula is that? Is that it's nice and time of God. So the Rishonim have a machlokes, the Torah's Abayis, the Rashbam, the Torah's Abayis has a machlokes with the Ra'or and the Derek Abayis. And in Yeridei they quote it, from Gurdim and the Tan, they quote this machlokes with the Rashbam and the Ra'or, What is the Yisrael HaHetter? What kind of a Heter is that? Nice time ago. The Gemara says it all over. If the Kli is Eina Ben Yomo, if the Kli is then it go into the Kosher food now will be nice and time ago. Gam in a Kmuta, what kind of a Heter is it? Some Rishonim say that the Kli be Atmusa sitting there in the Deifan Akdere gets so spoiled because of the Charsus Akdere, because of the metal, or because of the Cheres, because of the earthenware. So the Bli itself, mamish, becomes, if you could extract that Bli separate from any other food, how are you going to extract it? How can you get it out chemically? If one could extract it, you would realize that it's not only nifsa machila sodom, it's nifsa machila kele, it's the gambre tastes awful. It has such a terrible Bli because it's sitting in the charsis hakdeira for 24 hours, it's awful. So it's the reason why the treifis is mutter. The treifis is mutter when it, before it goes into the delicious cholent that I cooked in the treifis pot. The trafis, the bliya in the pot is ready moved. And other Rishonim disagree and they say that's not true. If you theoretically, physically, if you could somehow extract that bliya, it would be gishmak, it would be delicious bliya. There's nothing wrong. It's re'lachila zayim, it's re'lachila sodom. The only thing is that when it gets mixed up now into the kosher food, so it's taking the food to mix up. It's delicious chont, as gishmak as it is, would have tasted slightly better if this bliya of the trafis that was sitting in the hanukkah there wouldn't have been mixed into it. So therefore, so what kind of a heter is that? So the Rishonim go ahead, they run, and Avodah Zarah gives the whole theory, he explains the whole story. So he says, the Torah says, if you have a piece of chazer b'yed, the treif of chazer is sitting there, and it's so rotten, and it's so spoiled, that it's not royal achilo sodom, it's nevela sheni v'yil ager, so the Gemara says, nevela sheni v'yil ager, ein a kruy nevela, that's heter. So when do you need, why is it heter? It's not nevela, by definition, it's not food, it's not nevela. So, here the Torah has such a similar thing. What happens if I don't have the chazer b'yen, but the chazer is b'tarugah? All the food that I'm eating is delicious food, delicious chok, except that it has a bliya of the treif chazer came in. So, what kind of an issue is that? Tam kiker. I'm not eating the chazer itself, I'm eating cholin that has a bliya from the pot that I cooked 10 hours ago, I cooked chazer in the pot, and let's say 25 hours ago, cooked chazer in the pot, and now it has a bliya from that chazer in the delicious chok. So, I'm not eating chazer b'yem, I'm eating a tarugas of chazer. What taka the din? Why not say that the bliya from the chazer is bottle b'roiv and a delicious potato? So that's a din, that when you say bittle b'roiv, when it's a nice and tam. But when it's nice and tam, when it gives a flavor, then you don't say bittle b'roiv. That's exactly the din of tam ki ikr. That once it's nice and tam, there's no halach of bittle b'roiv. But the Ran says, "Bamed var mamur." When you say there's no din of bittul beroyv, that's if it's a nice and tam l'shvach. But if it's nice and tam l'gam, so I say, look here, the chazer was nibbled into the potato, so the roiv and the food that I'm eating, the roiv of the cholent is potatoes and meat and beans or whatever. So the bli of the chazer is bottle beroyv. El amai, I said, there's no bien of chazer. I'm not eating a shtik chazer. El amai, there's a chidush atere the tam ki yikir. So that Chiddush HaTorah of Tam Kiyikar only applies when it's Tam L'Shvach. When it's Tam L'Gam, the whole Chiddush HaTorah was never Gedolki Bar. So just like you have it in when the Nevela is B'yen. And it's Nifta V'Nisrach, it's rotten and it's smelly. So then it's Mutter, it's Heter Gomor. So whatever the Nevela is like, they Taruvah, then it's also Heter Gomor. So that's the Shara that the Rishonim is. So the B'yen is about the Yisrach HaTorah. Takash, so they talk about Takash. They talk about it. Some Rishonim want to say that's the reason for the Gzera, Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo. Why did they make a Gzera the Rabban that you're not allowed to use a trace of pot that you haven't used for trace of 24 hours? Mutam HaTer, let it be Mutam the Rabban. The Gemara says, Gzera, Eina Ben Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo. So usually you learn Pshat, because you're going to put labels on all the pots when it was used last, you're going to confuse it. Other Rishonim say no, because they're Mabat on Isla HaTzila, because the trace of Bli in the pot is still trace where it is. The only thing is that now you're going to cook that kosher food in the pot, so the trace of Bli is going to come out, it's going to become bottle beroyv, so there won't be any BN of trace. Elamai, there's going to be a tam ki ikar, so tam ki ikar doesn't apply when it's not tam, that's gam. But you're going to have to rely on bittul beroyv. If you rely on bittul beroyv, it's a violation of any of the mitzvah hafilah. Some shen taka say like that. So now, what's an afkamina here in this machloikis? What's a theoretical machloikis? If I have a pot that I cooked chazer in 25 hours ago, and now I cook potatoes in the pot, so the potatoes are mutter. I, the chazer, gives a bliya into the potatoes. I say it's nice and tam of gum. What's the difference how one understands nice and tam of gum? And the cliche of Ben Yom. What's the difference whether you understand it Because the Leah, the Atmusto, in the Deichan Akdeira is mamish, nipstad, nitzach, so spoiled, the Klovin wouldn't want to eat it. If you could extract it separately, it's not even one achilat behemah. Is that the reason why? Or is the reason why no? The Leah, the Atmusto, is right achilat sodom. It's a good Leah. So what's going to come into the potatoes, it'll be bought from the right. Aye, but it's nice and tam kikar. No, but it's a tam of gam. So the din of tam kikar was never said. What's an afkamina? So the other day they write an afkamina is, what if the bli and the pot is chametz? Have a chametz bigger pot. Have a chametz bigger frying pan. And then let's say the wife went away and the husband is cooking on Pesach, making his own breakfast. And he doesn't remember what chametz is for Pesach because by mistake, he takes the chametz bigger frying pan and he fries himself an egg on Pesach. And the chametz bigger pot wasn't used. Before Yom Kippur, he's frying an egg. Let's say Chalamite. Let's say Chalamite, he's frying an egg. Chametz de Kippur, the frying pan wasn't used for Chametz in a long time. More than 24 hours, for a much longer time. So what's the din with? And then he chaps up after he fries his egg, and he realizes that, and then he's using a, let's say, a piece of bigger fork to turn it over, a piece of bigger knife, and then he pours it on a piece of bigger plate. And then he realizes that that was a Chametz de Kippur. So what's the din? Does everything become trace or not? So it says in Yeridei, in the Narachayim, it says that this is the Nafkimin of Adina. How do you understand the heter of Naisen Tam Lugam? If a cliche in the Benyomo, Naisen Tam Lugam is Mutter, because we assume the Bliya in the Deif Nagdeir is not Royal Achila, so it's not Royal Achila, it's Behemah. If you could theoretically somehow scientifically extract that Bliya separately, the Behemah wouldn't want to eat it, then it should be Mutter by Pesach also be the Ebbet. So cliche in the Benyomo would be Mutter by Pesach as well. Mashayna Kane, if you hold that really the Bli of the Atmusa is Royal Achila Sodom. Royal Achila Sodom is Royal Achila Sodom. The only thing is, when it comes out into the food now, the Bli is Batul Beroy, so there's no Bien. And then you say, well, there's no Bien, but there's a Nesinas Tam. So then you say, no, but the Nesinas Tam is Livgam. So the Chidish Din of Tam Kika was never formulated. Ligami Nesinas Tam. If that's the Pshat, then it says in Shulchanot that you say Chametz is the Mashu, so you can't apply the Din of Eden, so it won't be possible. So that's what we're Machmer. That's the Machloek, the Machab and the Ramo, so by Ashkenazim, we're Machmer, that even Bidi Yevet, nice and Tam, a cliche in the Yoma would ask Bidi Yevet, so let's take a Mashal in that case. It happens every year, somebody has a shadow like that. One of the Balabatim, the Balabatim goes away, and the husband is cooking. The women usually don't make any mistakes. The husband makes a mistake, he doesn't know what Chametz is the frying pan, what paper is it. He's going to take a chametz digger frying pan and make some kosher pesach food on chalamoy. He's going to use a pesach digger fork and a pesach digger knife and pour it on a pesach digger plate. And then he's going to have a shayla. What's the din with all of it? So the din is, if he is, no, we don't sell the pot. No, we don't sell the pot. We only sell the pot. We don't sell the pot. So the shayla, what do you do? So if he asks the shayla before he ate the food, so he didn't, the food is up. The Rambam says the food is up. So you throw out the food. Right, if he ate the food already, so it's already out. So now the shayla is, what do you do? What do you do with the fork? What do you do with the knife and the plate? So the din is that you're not allowed to use it because the fork now, the pesach is like a fork, and that pesach is like a plate and knife has a bliya from the chametz. So the chametz is a mashu, so it's not bottled. It has a bliya, so it's us, so you can't use it. I let kasher it on Pesach. Let kasher this on Pesach. Then it's how you're going to kasher it on Pesach. The bliya is going to go out, and the bliya is going to come back in. So what good is it that you want to have shishim? So chametz is bottled. On Pesach, chametz is a mashu. So you cannot kasher any kin. You can do libun on Pesach. If you're going to do libun on it, okay, libun, you can do it. Put it in itself, cleaning up.
Do
libun. But you can't do hagol on Pesach, because the bliya will go out, the bliya will come back in. Or even, let's say, if the husband made a mistake on the first day of Chalamoy. So he'll take the fork and the knife and he'll wait 24 hours, wait till it'll be an Ein Ben Yomo. And then he'll do hagol on it, it doesn't help, because the whole story started off with Ein Ben Yomo. And that's what we're machmen, the chomet is the mashu. So at least Ein Ben Yomo is still called the mashu, because he still needs people. So that's why the din is, he can never do hagol on Pesach. No. So you save it till after Pesach. Now the shayla is, what happens after Pesach? Do you have to do Hagola after Pesach? Well, then you can only do Hagola on the knife and the fork, and you can't do Hagola on the plate. What did the plate is shayla? What's the din? Do you have to use it for Chavit? So you say, no, that you can use it for Pesach. So this is a Machlekes Achrayim. Some Achrayim say But since the din is that all year long we assume that Pesach is Hetera Bala. But let's say if there would have been a Bli of Chomet Sheni Ben Yoma not on Pesach, it would have happened before Pesach. Before Pesach, a Bli of Eina Ben Yoma. So then the din would be that Chomet is not B'mashahu all year long. Whenever Chomet is Bata B'shishim before Pesach, then when it comes Pesach, you don't say Chomet is B'niyah. So here's the Machlekes Achreinim. What if the Chomet, the Bli happened on Pesach, but now I'm going to wait till next Pesach? So do I treat it, when it comes next Pesach, do you treat it like the Chomet is B'mashu and it happened on Pesach?
No.
So this Pesach is still B'mashu. What do you say? No. But since the whole year went by,
and
so it's like it happened in the middle of the year. That's the Machlekes Achreinim.
Is that one of the reasons when you dip? You don't need to divorce. Usually you have to replace the baby. And then next year, the whole Shabbat Shabbat goes, that maybe it's a little
Amashu.
So next place we use the dishes because they're in the way of the year already.
So Rov HaPotim Hola David Kohanan calls Rabbi Kiveger. He had a Yerushalmi book. And in Yitzchok he quotes a Yerushalmi. I said that Rov HaPotim Hola like that. That if the Mashu, Taruvus Mashu happened on Pesach, if you wait till next year, then I consider it like a Taruvus that happened in the middle of the year, that it's Mutzah. And other Achreinim are Machmir. Just some Moira have Hachroes on it. The Shad is La Halacha what to do. So the Chabina Rav claims that in Galicia, the minig was that on the frying pan itself, on the plate that they cooked in, he says that you have to do Hagovah. That the minig was against Rabbi Kivega, against Rabbi Kivega. The minig was that you have to kash. Let's say the fork of the knife that you stuck in Mishnah's mouth, that you have to kash. But then once you pour it into another plate, into a plate or whatever, the minig was that you don't have to, that you rely on Rabbi Kivega and the majority of the Paschim, that if you wait till next Pesach, like everything is over.
That's
the shayla. Yeah, and then the next year they use the pot.
Yeah.
So the shayla diet has a bliya, right?
So playing the shayla,
it's a little difficult. The Hogi Prox is a Gantz and a Chumah. There's not even Medina. Just like there's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah about glass, whether the Mechaber holds that glass is Shia Volei Bol, it's not Volei at all. And the Ramah, the Gabi Chometz is Machlokes, the Gabi Shari Surim is not Machlokes. That's how the post can say. The Ramah is only Machal Gabi Pesach.
What does that mean? That
because some post can say the halacha like that, even according to the Ashkenazim, you can have. And many post can say, no, that the switch from fleshy to milk is that not, even though it's mamish not balaya. But let's say by mistake, you poured hot fleshy or hot milk, or trafic, into a glass dish or a glass container, the Ramah wouldn't require anything. You say, you can just use it the way it is. Just wash it out and use it where it is, because really glass is not there. It's just the chumrah for Pesach, we make believe as if the glass is there. So the same is a shayla lesson regarding rubber. If you have kalim that have rubber in them, or if you have some synthetic material, so there's a shayla whether you can kash it out, plastic, let's say. So the poskim, I don't know exactly how teflon is, the poskim is stuff. So let's say the gabi plastic or the gabi rubber. So the teflon itself has a bliya.
Sure.
It's full of bliya. So this has a bliya. So let's say if you have can the bliya go out or not? I don't know. So let's say the gabi plastic or the gabi rubber, it's a deal in impostum. So the majority of impostum say that I'll leave it down with plastic and rubber, you can cash it. You can do hagolah. All you want for trade is to make the kosher. But the gabi pesach, just like the Ramah is machmer, and he says that we make believe, we act as if the glass kelim aboleya kiklicheris and the bliya doesn't come out, so too, many modern impostum say we should treat the plastic kelim and the rubber kalim the same legavi pesach, but we shouldn't kasha them legavi pesach. That's a shayla legavi, let's say, if you have a dishwasher, like you raised before. If you have a dishwasher, can you kasha it for pesach or not? Well, let me can you cash with some places. When do you want to use this place? If you want to wash your Pesach thicker dishes in the dishwasher before Pesach, but the Pesach thicker dishes are sitting around all year in a closet and they're all dusty. So you want to wash them in the dishwasher a week before Pesach.
Can't you do the dishwashers?
Some of them are sealed. Some are sealed. Some of them are stainless steel. Why, they all have some? Yeah.
But the water doesn't get out of them.
The water doesn't get hot enough.
So then it wasn't.
Doesn't go to 212.
Well, they say you should throw a stone in there. That's when they take a hotter stone
and
make it
hotter. Make it hotter. So that's the shayla. Let's say even if you can do a hagola on the dishwasher, the shayla is though, but it has rubber around the opening that the water shouldn't splash out. Right, so the minig I think by most is that you don't cash a rubber for things. The pashtun is that you shouldn't cash a dish.
No, they don't have rubber. They don't have rubber.
So why doesn't it burn? So why doesn't it burn?
No, it does. The outside is not it. So you don't have
to
have
rubber. There's no belief?
If there was a rubber, there would melt from the heat is not come back.
So for now, let's talk about the starch, the tablecloth. They used to use chomes like a starch. So they used to have chunks of starch. I remember years ago, when I was a little boy, they used to have chunks of starch on it. It was mamish chomes. But now, I don't think anybody still has that kind of. Still have chunks of starch.
What is
corn
starch?
Corn starch. Kidney. No. The Gemara has a din that's Nagei Ladina, we should talk and know what we're doing when we make Bitul Chomet. The Gemara says in the first Perek that Menatero, the Bitul Bial Masagi. You don't even have to do Bidika. But the Rabbanan that made a din that even after you do the Bidika Chomet, you still have to do the Bitul. And we have a minute, we do Bitul twice. We do a Bitul right after the Bidika Chomet is finished, and we do another Bitul in the morning. And the person can say the Bitul is not a tefillah. It's not a prayer. If the person doesn't understand what he's saying, then he has to say in a language that he does understand. So what taka do you have to understand about the Bitul? What does one have to know about it? So there's the machlokes, the famous machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, exactly what is Bitul all about. So Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Targumukles all learn pshat the Bitul b'al masagi, that when a person is mevatel lechomet, he is thereby mekayem mitzvah of ach b'yom rishon tashbisu sor mivatecha. When it says in Parshas Boyin that we just learned on Shabbat Parshas Achodesh. Ach, by Yom Rishon means Erev Pesach. Rishon doesn't mean the first day of Pesach. It means an Erev Yom Tov. Tashbisu sor mivatechem. So the Talmud Mukhlas writes, Tevatlun. He should be mevatel lechomet. What does it mean, Bitul? The person makes a declaration that he couldn't care less for this chomet. He doesn't care if someone eats it, if it gets stolen, if it gets lost, if it disappears. He doesn't care what happens. He doesn't plan to eat it. He doesn't plan to be nana from it. He doesn't plan to sell it, use it for any purposes whatsoever. That's the definition of Bitul. What is he accomplished by that? The chometz is still his. That's the mitzvah. The Torah only says you violate by your by month if you have chometz. So you don't make such a declaration. But once you make a declaration, you don't plan to use it. You couldn't care less what happens to it. So you have fulfilled your mitzvah of tashbisu. So there's no need for you to get rid of it. You don't violate by your. That's how Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ramban say. All based on the Targum Mukhlas Nachumish that tashbisu is translated to Vavkal. Tosfos couldn't understand what kind of a din is that. Make a declaration, you're not going to use it, but it's still your chometz, it's still your achilah, how can you not violate by your by what? So Tosfos learns differently that Bitul is mitam hefker, that the Chumash says, Leiru alecha chometz, leiru alechosto, or Nigmar says, Shalchayate roye, Avalate roye, Shalachere, Mishal Gavoya, that you only violate by your by what if the chometz belongs to you. But if the chometz belongs to Acherim, somebody else, then you don't violate by your by what. So it has to belong to you. So if you mafkir it, so it's vital not yours. It doesn't belong to you. So that's the pshat in Bitul. The Bitul b'al masagi means Bitul is not a kima mitzvah of tashbisu. Tashbisu means you have to destroy the chomet. Either the tzreife, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein b'yachomet al v'tzreife." And the chachamim say, "Hash b'sarz b'chol davar." And it's a machlekes in Rishonim how to pass. And so we mafkir. We always try to destroy the chomet. Ayidei tzreife, ayidei yesh. So Taisa says the bitl in the chumash when it says biur after mishn tashbisu hashbasa. Hashbasa means to destroy it, not to make a declaration that you don't plan to use it. You couldn't care less what happens to it. When the Gemara says the bitl the al masagi, this is not a form of kima mitzvah. This is an eitzah ataharomet. This is a way to avoid violating bal yirah bal yirah. So because of this machlokes Rashi and Taisa is we use a nusach that satisfies both. We say that whatever chametz I possess, li bottle will a heavy hefker. We say there should be bottle and it should also be hefker. That's what we say at double losh. Then we sell the other chametz. We're selling the other chametz. No, that's a machlokes achrayim. When the person makes a declaration, let's say the person burns his chametz at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then right after he burns his chametz, he makes the bittul and he says the nusach. And the rabbi is going to sell the chametz at 10 o'clock in the morning. So was the balabos also mevatel the chametz that the rabbi is going to sell or not? So offhand, he's not mevatel. What do you mean? He makes a declaration, I couldn't care less what happens to it. And then the rabbi goes and he sells it. So I'll be pashed. He says, not mevatel the chametz that the rabbi is going to sell. That's posh pshat. And other rachem say, no, that he is mevatel the chametz. A shayla in the posh, but he assumes he's mevatel the chametz also or not. Pash says that he's not. This means I don't care what happens to it. I couldn't care if anybody walks over it. Then he goes and he sells it. And pash says, yeah. No, Minatero, you're permitted to rely on bitl, but when the Rabban they said you're not allowed to rely on bitl for different reasons. Yishan said because we're afraid that the person may not be mevatel b'lev shalom. So that's why he has to either destroy it or get rid of it or sell it to the nachman. You're not permitted to rely on bitl with the Rabban. The pashtus is, yeah, the pashtus is that you should really do the bitl after the rabbi sells the chametz. Because should be the last, you should do the bitl on the last amount of chametz. Because according to Rashi's sheet, according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Targum Unkel, the bitl is the kima mitzvah of tashbisu. So then what do you mean, let's say I have 10 loaves of bread, and every Pesach I take one loaf of bread and I put it in the street and I say, I couldn't care less what happens to this, I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to do anything with it, I don't care anything about it. So I'm a kind of mitzvah on one piece of chametz. What about the other 9 pieces of chametz? So the pashtus means after I've gotten rid of all the chametz, I've sold it or I burnt it, and then I still have left a little bit of chametz, and that last bit of chametz, if I make a declaration of bitl on that, so then I'm a kind of mitzvah. And if I refer to a bit of chametz and I still have more, Rashi would never say that there's a kima mitzvah on that. If I happen to have any, if I have some that I didn't notice, or some that I didn't notice and I misplaced it, then I'm around. So we say both lamaitz, we say the both niskoyes. The Gemara has a lashon that you cannot do bitl chametz after the zman isur hanoah. You can only make the bitl chametz koyim zman isura. After it's also banoah, you cannot be mevatel. Why not? The Gemara says because the chametz is no longer b'shusa shalodim. Shnei dvar meni b'shusa shalodim because it's also banoah. What kind of an explanation is that? Chametz, right. So what kind of an explanation is that? So the yeshiva is there, yes. Bishleima, according to Taisa, the Taisa says that bitl chametz means hefker. So there's a Gemara in Bava Kama that you can only be mafke property. If it's fully yours, it has to be shaloi b'shusar. So the chametz, if it's bani suro, is either any shaloi or tene b'shusar. Machlokes in the Rishon. But at least the tene b'shusar, so you can no longer be mafke. But according to Rashi, that bitl means just a declaration that I don't care what happens to it, I don't plan to eat it, I don't plan to be nana from it, I couldn't care less. So why can't, according to Rashi, why can't you have bitl chametz even after the zman isura? So the yeshiva is the same as Tamid. It's a fair yeshiva, why can't have bitl after the zman isura? So the Tamid of Pshat is that even according to Rashi, what do you mean, you make a declaration, you don't care what's going to happen. I'm going to make a declaration on the Schnapps company, not my company anyway. Hiram walk, I'm going to say, I don't care what happens to the chametz, I couldn't care less, I'm not going to eat it. They're not inviting me to eat it, they're not inviting me to sell it, they're not inviting me to do anything with it. So I'm only a balabot, my day accounts on my chametz. If the chametz is fully mine, and I'm a full balabot on it, shaliya b'shusti, and I have control on it, and then I make a declaration, I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to drink it, I don't care what's going to happen to it, I don't care if anybody steals it, then spiel tarola what I have to say. But if I'm not a full balabot on it anyway, chametz lachas mani sura, the Gemara says it's ain't a b'shusa shalom, means either it's ain't a shalom, ain't a b'shusa, so I'm not a full pile of mine, if I don't have a day anyway, because it's not fully mine, so then the Gemara says, that my people doesn't count, I don't have a right to be mevatel. What is the machlekes here, Rashi and Taisis? What the people mean? But the yeshivas, they say that this is Rashi Lishitosa. That Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon point out that Rashi has a different translation on the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Shalchoy Atiroya, the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Leibola Chacham, Leibola Chastor, the Gemara says on the word Lecho, Shalchoy Atiroya, Abel Atiroya, Shalachayrim, Shalchavai. What does it mean, Achayrim? The place says somebody else is coming. The Rashi says, An Achayrim, Anachri. An Achayr, a Goy is coming. But what happens if I have somebody else's comments in my Rishis? So the Tanya Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon say that Rashi seems to say that I violate Bayu Rabbi Motzei. Loi the boy of the Yid who owns the Chometz, that he violates Bayu Rabbi Motzei, but even the Yid in whose Rishus his Chometz is sitting. I was never Mekabel Achrayus. The Gemara says if I'm Mekabel Achrayus on somebody else's Chometz, I violate Bayu Rabbi Motzei, that is the Chometz belongs to Goy. On Kabel Achrayus, then I violate Bayu Rabbi Motzei. That's the Gemara says. Chemtzon Shal B'nei Chela. The Goyish soldiers left the Chometz by the Yidin, so if the Yidin Kabel Achrayus, then he violates by Rabbi Martin. What if it's chometz of another Jew in my Rishus? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Goyim say that Rashi Shita is that even if I'm not Mekabel Achrayus, I still violate by Rabbi Martin because the halacha shalacher mishalgavaya just means if it belongs to an Akum or if it belongs to Hegdish. Akum is a din, there's no Balyurah. If the Balyum is an Akum and the Balyum is Hegdish, there's no Balyurah. And let's say the other, the Balyum is another Yisrael, then if Rashi is Mashma, that there would be by Rabbi Martin. So the Yeshivas, they say that Mistama, that's why Rashi doesn't hold like this. Basis says that Bikul Chometz means you make it Hefker. Once it's Hefker, it's not yours. If it's not yours, you can't violate by your Rabbi Motzei. Rashi says, why it's not so precious? Just because it's Hefker doesn't mean that you don't violate by your right. If there's no din that it has to belong to you. The only halacha is that if it belongs to a goy, if it belongs to Hegdish, the Chometz is owned by somebody who is not a Bar Hochia by Rabbi Motzei. Then you say that I don't violate by your right. And what if the Chometz belongs to nobody, to the Mayrishus? So then it's the same as the Chometz belongs to another Jew, I would violate by Rabbi Imam. And in fact, the Ramban, on this daf, on the Avdalah, quotes a Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi has a Machlokes HaTanoim in two prices. If the Nochri will pick it up, it doesn't belong to them. Because Man that's Hefka doesn't belong to anybody. So the Rashi perhaps holds that just like Chemtza Shal Yisrael, Acher Birshusti, I violate Bayura Bayimot because there is no requirement for Bayura that it should belong to me. The only halacha is that if it belongs to an Akum, there's no Bayura. If it belongs to Hegdish, there's no Bayura. But if it belongs to another Yisrael, there is Bayura. So if it's Hefker, there's also Bayura. That's why Rashi goes out of his way. It doesn't learn like this. It's Pashup Shad. That people mean that you make it happen. Whoever the owner is. whoever the Chometz belongs to originally. Whoever it is. The one who it belongs to is Ivan Bayura. I am a battle is Chometz. So the Rabban, you're not allowed to rely on people. You have to get rid of the Chometz. So if he's makbir, then Minatera is good enough. The Gemara says, with the right of the Bittul, be al Mustag. In fact, it says, Bittul means Hefker. But with the Rabban, you're not allowed to rely on Bittul. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to rely on Bittul. So you have to get rid of it. Aye, there are Chodesh, the Achreim have a Kashi. How can you say, how can the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon say, that according to Rashi, Chemtza, Shal Yisrael Acher, there's no Bal Yerod Bal Yimot say, there's a very Mishnah Fakir Diyas. Mishnah Daf Menvav on the days. The top line of Menvav is Mishnah Talk. That somebody is baking, let's say, not just on paper, baking cake, not with matzah milk, he's baking cake with pesach flour, and if he'll leave it long enough, it'll become tough. So let's say he needs the dough, and then his matzah shkali, he puts it on the side, and then he bakes his dough, and it doesn't become tough. So what does he do with the challah? So the Gemara says, if he's going to leave it the way it is, he's going to turn into chametz, he's going to violate by Rabbi Matzah. Should he bake it, he must say, how are you allowed to bake it? Let's say it's chalas meir. Chalas meir, no one's allowed to eat, you have to burn it. He's not allowed to eat. And if it's yontif, it's not chalas meir. If it's yontif, you're not permitted to bake food which you're going to have to burn later on. That's not oichal nefesh, that's not oichal nefesh. You can eat it, the kind of eat it. So the Mishnah says, keitza mafishin chalas etume, how he mafish chalas, it's a whole mitzvah with nitzmo. It's going to be a problem by your by what? If you're going to bake it, the malacha has to bake it, because no one's allowed to eat it. If you're not going to bake it, it's going to turn into chomet. And somebody's going to violate by your Rabbi Motzei.
So Rabbi Shua says in the Mishnah, there's absolutely no problem. Lo zehu chamei. Some other lashon. Lo zehu chamei. You don't say any chamei. Lo zehu chamei. Shem tovah the bayi rabbi mat. Nobody violates bayi rabbi mat on this function. Why not? No, but who tells him to be mafresh before? Let him first bake the whole thing and then be mafresh afterwards. After the whole thing will be baked, then it'll be mafresh chal. So Rabbi Shua says, even if he's mafresh chal before, he just leaves the chal there, and will not violate by your by nothing. Why? Because it's in a shalchoyah at the raya. And this chametz doesn't belong to me. Oh, so the achrayim is, who does it belong to? It belongs to the kohanim. So how can Rashi, how can achrayim interpret a Rashi on that valid? That shalachayim only means if it belongs to a goy, you don't violate by rabbi mot. But if it belongs to another Yisrael, and if it's my rishus, I do violate by rabbi mot. The Mishnah says the first, that the chametz that belongs to the kohanim, and if it's my rishus, I don't violate by rabbi mot. But once you carry Shem Chale, it automatically belongs to the Kohen. It is, but automatically belongs to the Kohen. Yeah. But this is what the Achrenim is. How can you say that Rashi Sheet is a Chomet Shal Yisrael Lacha, there's no value or by Mote, the Pesavish and Mishnah that there is. So then, if you look in Rashi there, the Achrenim says, if you look in Rashi there on the top of Nev Rav on the day, Rashi asks, Kasha and intimate. Rashi has one line, he asks, and Kasha gives a terrace. Rashi sheet is not only if the Chometz belongs to Akum or Hekdish, there's no value or by Mot. Asara Shoshabahanit, if the Chometz belongs to a person or an organization who is not Mudar and Bali Rot, the Hekdish is an organization who is not Mudar and Bali Rot, and Akum is a person who is not Mudar and Bali Rot by Mot. The Rashi says on the end of the day, when you're Mapish Kala, who does the Kala belong to? The Rashi says it belongs to Shevet Kohuna. Up until the time that he gave it to a particular Kohen. The Rashi says to Kemat the Fetch, if he would have given it to a particular Kohen already, and will be a new Rishi. Not only would that particular Kohen violate by your Rabbi Mosse, I would also violate by your Rabbi Mosse. But Hayoyti, I didn't give it to a particular Kohen yet. So who does it belong to? Shevet Kohuna. The Rashi says Shevet Kohuna is not a person. Shevet Kohuna is an organization that's not moved on by your Rabbi Mosse. The corporation. They're not moved on by your Rabbi Mosse. Shevet Kohuna, like a Goy. Shem Kunit, like Hekish, that's what Rashi says the Ferish. Is there, and this Chala that I was mafish, that's Chomet, Ene Shalcho, Velo Shalcha, Vercho, Yakati, Lai Mosa, Li Yatkoi, Rashi, he didn't give it to a particular Kohen. So called Mani, he gives no Kohen, who's belong to Shevet Kunit. Shevet Kunit is a Gavra, La Bar Hochi, a Bar Rabbi Mosa, that's the same as Akum, and Hekish. That the Shaila, we know up begin there is an institution of a corporation by Hegdish. Corporation means a Chalashen Bailam, not any particular person or group of people, a Chalashen Bailam. So we know by Hegdish there is such a thing. Zoki is the corporation that the Halacha recognizes. Shevet Kuna, Shevet Aniyim, by Matas Anim, Shevet Aniyim. Shaila is that the group of people get together and they make their own corporation. Does the Halacha recognize that and say that it belongs to the organization? And we have chusim to get money out of it. That's our bittul upon a vision right in his shoes. And Zecha Yitzchak says that the Bawe Hamoniya is the people who have shares in the corporation, have a chus to make money on the deal, but they don't really own the chometz. Nobody violates by your by money. So he says, you don't have to sell your stocks, and even if you didn't, even if all you have to sell it, there's no chometz shavah v'apesa, it didn't belong to you, it belongs to the corporation. And other persons deny that, but Dvar HaRav, now to say no, that we only recognize such a corporation that the Chumash tells us about. Shevet Anim, and Shevet Kohuna, and Hegdish, and Zokim. You can't invent your own corporation. Either you're a private owner, you're a shutif, or you don't own it. Aye, but there is a corporation. No, it means that it's owned by the people, but they have limited liability. There's a different one. It means that it belongs to them, but they have no shivin aguf if any hex could occur. But So this is the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Daled Amud Bet, what people is. That's what the person say when you make the people. Whatever language the person says it in, he should have in mind both. He should say, Libatel, it really looks like what we say is not correct. He should say, Libatel ki afra diara. I declare I couldn't care less what happens to it, like I don't care what happens to afra diara. Then he should say, but I have to. you say we bought them, well, the heavy have picked up the arrow, it's our Russian have picked up the arrow. And Abadara belongs to the Russians. You say we bought with Abadara, first you say Rashi's sister, and then you say, well, the heavy have to. You shouldn't say anything first. You shouldn't say, well, I'm here, Jacob Rashusi, the heavy have to. Then he bought because if you mop with first, then it's not yours. You're not a ball of us to be involved. First, you have to do what Rashi says. First, you do Rashi to be involved. And then you do say, yeah. You have to go for it in order. What's Rashi doing there? Yeah.